and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 382. My name is Chris Ferricchio, and I am here with Jeff Chorney.
What up?
Game of the Year, Bomb.
Hello.
And Jason A. Stryker.
Oh, hi.
And all four of us are here because this is going to be the yearly clusterfuck that is our Game of the Year show.
I got my boxing
gloves.
Oh,
we're doing that?
Yes, we're doing that.
Oh my God.
But
you didn't tell me that.
This right here is going to be a Game of the Year show with Jason A. Stryker and much less Mario Maker. Just so you know.
I made the right choice. I'm glad to finally be among some sensible individuals. This is great. Yeah, happy to be here.
Okay, so the way we're going to do this is we're going to start off with our personal top tens, and then we'll also do your emails and voicemails during the first part. Then we'll take a break and we'll come back and we'll determine the order of our top ten for as a podcast. We'll find out, won't we?
We will.
And after that we're just going to wrap up. We'll talk about next week and we'll get on out of here. So hopefully we can make this in under 3 hours. We'll see what happens.
You make it sound so easy, Chris.
I know. It is easy, Jason, especially with less Mario Maker.
It's just numbers and math.
That's right. Well, let's see what's going on first. Jason, how's it going, buddy?
It's going real good.
How's Griffin? Tell me how Griffin's doing.
Man, well, he's in the other room right now. Otherwise, you'd probably be able to hear him because he's a little fussy. but he rarely gets that way. Like, he's a super chill
dude.
Have
you folded him half lately?
No, actually, he's been kind of pooping like almost on the reg, like every 3-4 days or something like that. He'll have a real big poopy. So that's good. But yeah, when I do like fold his legs in half, I don't fold his legs. I fold him in half essentially.
Right. Right.
He loves it. He thinks it's hilarious. There's my boy. You guys can't see this right now, but, Lisa's bringing Griffin over right now. Hey, buddy. Hi, my boy. He's like, what the hell are you talking into?
Let me grab it. Can I grab it?
No, you can't. You can't have it. Maybe someday when you're a big boy, you can podcast professionally like Daddy does. But yeah, things are great. Things are good at work. Things are obviously, great at home. I love my family.
Good.
They're super good. How about you guys?
Well, let's see. Jeff, what's up?
When did we last record?
It's been a couple weeks. 2 weeks ago.
So I got older. That was fun.
Yes, you did. You're 37?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. 25. You got it. Nailed it.
25. Yep. For the 12th time.
I have to remember to send Chris your audio birthday present this year.
Oh, that was great, by the way.
For the intermission. Yeah.
That was a really good one.
I think I have it still.
Okay, good.
Sweet.
Good.
Yeah. Didn't do too much. Just literally went out for dinner with Tanya, actually, on the Friday before my birthday. Went out for dinner because the next day was like kind of a joint birthday between my friend's wife and her sister. So we just kind of partied out at their place, and then just my birthday was pretty quiet and kind of calm. It was pretty cool. And last weekend, it consisted of me and Tanya going to IKEA, buying some IKEA shit, and putting it together, which...
Nice!
Yeah, no.
What? No?
The actual going to IKEA part's cool, picking out what you want and shit. The bringing it home and putting it together
can be difficult.
It's the worst. Awful.
Yeah.
No. Just in general, it's terrible to have to construct things. I put together, my desk is from Target, I think, that I use in my office. And it is a good desk. I like it. But when I built it and put it together, and I didn't even have like all the weird like scribbly languages and everything in my
manual,
in my directions, in my manual. Yeah. So I still had like 4 pieces left over after I built the desk. So
they're either extras or are you done fucked up?
No, they're extras. Because usually they always give you like one or two extra screws. I had extra pieces of wood left over and my desk still doesn't.
Wait, that's not right, dude.
No, it's not right. I know. Because when we moved this desk from Georgia to, see, I thought it was fine, but when we moved the desk from Georgia to Charleston, I was like, oh, I fucked up. I fucked up somewhere bad. So, yeah, it's the worst, man. I completely empathize with that. It's terrible.
Putting together my new desk that I'm using now, which is so much better than the other one I had, it took us a good 3 hours and probably about 3 really good arguments. So that, really good if you really want to test your relationship,
testing that relationship, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Just get some IKEA furniture.
IKEA.
Yeah.
And I've never had that experience with IKEA furniture.
No?
I guess I'm doing something wrong.
Every single time. We're always so happy to do it. Yeah, like, okay, for tomorrow, I'm putting together one of those glass cabinets. Chris, you got one from IKEA. Like those,
yeah, yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, so hopefully that's going to go a little bit better than this one.
You will Who need knows? Her help on that, I promise.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
I'm just saying. I know. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was fun.
I don't get it, man. Easy to read instructions. They got like a cartoon character in the beginning. Say, no, you don't need this. Make sure you do this.
Olaf says, do not.
Yeah. That's funny. No.
This is a two-person lift. Make sure that you have another person.
Do any of you watch Futurama?
Not really.
No. No. Okay. Remind me to send you the clip where they talk about IKEA in Futurama. I'll do it on break.
In the future.
Yeah, apparently they are. Here they just sweep the scrap. Cool. Anything else, Jeff?
No, that's it, man. It was just fun. Friend of mine came over. We made some food and shit, and just kind of chilled. It was a pretty good last 2 weeks, I would say.
Good. Yeah. Travis, how about you, buddy?
Yeah, it's been a pretty good couple of weeks over here as well. We on the Indus front, we're kicking butt. We have a brand new shiny, beautiful Facebook page that we haven't had a chance to talk about. We're pumping up some videos on there now. We got some video stuff.
Yep.
That's the way to do it.
We got some stuff from Jeff and Chris coming soon. That's going
to
be exciting.
Yep, I got my list. I just need to make
All right, cool. We'll hook that up. And then we also had some friends of ours stay over the weekend. We had our good friends, the Hardimans, and Mr.
Yay.
John West.
Yeah.
So that was a good time. It was a good night of video games.
It was John's 40th birthday.
John's 40th birthday. God. Happy birthday, by the way.
Lordy, yeah. Lordy. Look who's 40. It's John West.
And you would have always thought he was 40 way long time ago, because I think the day I met him, he had gray hair in his beard.
Yeah.
So, great guy. Just awesome people. I love having them over as much as possible. But yeah, a lot of video games, a lot of Rocket League. I think we played with Jason and Chris one night.
Yep.
And, that was fun. Yeah.
That was good times.
Oh, my God.
Always a good time to have people from the old country come and visit.
The old country.
But yeah, no, it was a really good time. I'm happy for it. It's good because when people come over, you know, for a weekend, or people you don't see very often anymore, it just revitalizes you for like the weeks to come and everything.
Oh,
so,
sure.
Yeah. I felt great ever since they came and visited. So, yeah, that's pretty much it for me, Christopher.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, man?
Oh, not a lot. You know, I mean, yeah, I really don't have much to add. Just been, you know, normal stuff, work, home, you know, hanging out with, some friends playing, like we did a board game night again the other day, and, we're doing D&D tomorrow because we're all a bunch of nerds, and, yeah, weather permitting.
Pending, right?
Yes. You know, okay. Snowstorm. Okay. So Atlanta snowstorm, there were two snowflakes that dropped. So everything closed.
Right, and like cars went everywhere. Everybody's buying milk.
Yeah, milk and bread, because you put those together, and it's a great thing.
And you can live forever, apparently.
That's right.
In the apocalypse.
But yeah, just you know, normal stuff, and trying to getting ready for. I've got a one-on-one with my manager next week, so hopefully I'm going to get some good news on that one. But yeah, that's really it. So, you know. The show's about the games, and it's about our favorite games of the year. So I think we should move on to some of that. We're going to go around one at a time, like we usually do. Is that how we're going
to
do it?
Do we want to do 10 to 1? So we're going to do it in a way that each person says they're 10 and then each person says they're 9?
Yeah.
Or are we just going to give everyone a floor?
I say we do like 10 to 9, like we always do. But
okay.
Don't like get that. Too much into the game, because that we do a lot of talking about the games when we do our like.
Yeah. We don't have to like go into
world,
amazing
like world top 10. Yeah.
Not a lot of room for discussion. And I think like, you know, once we get to like actual deliberations of,
that's,
you know, like
we'll
where
talk.
These rank, that's when it's time to like plead your case.
Exactly.
Yep. I agree.
So one or two sentences for each game.
Pretty much.
Go forward.
Yeah.
All right. Travis, why don't you go first?
Sure. I will. Number 10. And this is funny. This is a game that I actually did not play. I actually watched it.
But,
two playthroughs via Let's Plays, full playthroughs.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, this is one of the only few games that I feel that would be able to make this list based off of experiencing this game this way. But Until Dawn.
And but you didn't play it though.
I, don't give me a gotcha moment or anything like that. Hear me out on this because of the fact that you don't need to play this game to experience how good this game is. And the reason that it needs to be on this list is because...
It's not... This is your list. Yeah.
Exactly. This is my list. So, this Until Dawn is I think, necessary to be on my list just because of the fact that I like a lot of these adventure games and everything. And even though I didn't shell the money to purchase it and play it, I still got the full experience out of what this game can give you. And
I could see that. Yeah, totally. Yeah. I've watched a bunch of Let's Plays and it's like, okay, all right. I don't feel like I need to really play that game now. That's cool.
Yeah, but I understand it and everything. But they just did what I want Quantic Dream to do. I think the developers for Until Dawn set the bar of what Quantic Dream now needs to reach, where ironically, after Heavy Rain and Indigo Prophecy, they were the bar setters. And I want to see Quantic Dream do more based off of what Until Dawn did. So,
wow. Yeah,
number 10.
All right.
Cool.
Jason.
Number 10 actually was a weird like indie game, Ronin. I don't even know if we got a chance to talk about it on the show here. This is the neat like flash looking game, man. Like it takes a it's like turn-based real-time stealth stuff. Go check out a video and you'll get a
It looks cool.
Get a good idea of what like Ronin is. Yeah, that's just just the gameplay mechanic itself. Like the game itself wasn't, you know, maybe it wasn't that great, but you know that the gameplay mechanic, that was a good hook.
It kind of looks a little bit like, really cool. What's it called? Mark of the Ninja, right?
Sort of. Yeah, like yeah, totally. There's definitely shades of that and Gunpoint. So yeah, okay, it's definitely up that alley, but turn based.
Okay,
that's probably the best way to explain it.
Interesting. Cool, Jeff.
My next. Mike, any?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh shit! I wasn't sure what I'm saying.
That's because we were waiting on you, son.
This is the game probably played least on this list, but every time I played it, everyone had a fucking blast. That's iDarb. Really fucking good.
Okay.
And they finally updated it.
Oh man.
With some new maps and shit like that, and played my first 2-on-2 match like the other not too long ago, and 2-on-2 in that game is amazing. It's a great fun.
Hmm. All right. So my number 10. Snuck in there, as of yesterday, because I decided to download it and try it out based on some of the things I heard on Giant Bomb, and that is Rebel Galaxy. And this kind of hit home for me because one of the best things for me about Assassin's Creed Black Flag was the naval combat, and this is basically that in space, and it's. I was playing it and I got like an hour and a half into it, like hour and a half, 2 hours into it. And this is like, I had like the day before I had just beaten Tomb Raider. So I got like 2 hours into it and then I got an invite from Omer to join the party. And I'm like, all right, I'm playing this. If he asked me to play Destiny, I'm going to say no, because I want to keep playing this shit. So what happened is I went into the party and he says, hey, you want to play Rocket League? And I'm like, okay, I'll play Rocket League. Right. So, but yeah, I mean, this game, this is what I've been thinking about today is like, when do I get to play some more Rebel Galaxy? So,
that's great.
Yeah, I was really impressed. As I said, I only played it for 2 hours and, this really could have gone to, this spot could have gone to 4 different games. But this is the one that kind of got me. It's like, when I look at the other games, it's like, this is the one I want to go back to the most. So,
That number 10 spot is always like hotly contested, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Cause God, there's so many games could fit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you might actually get mad at me for one of the games that didn't make it. We'll talk about that later though. So.
Oh, I will. I totally will.
Travis, what's up? Number 9.
Number 9. Actually, it's pretty low on my list. Fallout 3.
4.
4?
4? Oh,
yeah.
What?
Yeah,
he revisited Fallout 3.
He watched a Let's Play on Fallout 3.
It's your list, man. You can do whatever you want. That's fine.
For some reason I wrote Fallout 3 on there. But yeah, Fallout 4, I mean, all in all, it's a Fallout game, and that's not necessarily a terrible thing.
Fallout 3. You know,
but yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you. That's why I said Fallout 3. It just reminded me of that. No, it just, I had expectations, and they weren't met. This was, Fallout on the new generation, and I didn't find one thing that felt next generation to me. There was a lost expectation somewhere inside me, and I was waiting hour after hour after hour waiting. Okay, what is that thing going to be that's just going to blow my mind?
Travis, tell me something good about this fucking game. I know
of
bad shit.
It's top 10 games
of the fucking year.
It is a Fallout game. It is very, very good. Fun quests, cool weapons, you know, really cool crafting. I did like the base building, but that was the problem. Like, I was so uninterested in what was happening in the story and the normal gameplay, I found myself base building for fucking 3 hours, and I didn't want to be base building. I wanted to be drawn into playing the game.
See, I didn't have that experience because I didn't care about the base building at all. I was very focused on playing the game. So, yeah, it was a very different scenario for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if we'll talk about it later, but I just want to say that anytime that I hear anybody talk about Fallout 4, they always preface it with like the bad stuff. Like they're apologists. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
But that's what Bethesda does.
I did start it with, it's a Fallout game and that is a good thing. Like,
I know.
We know what's to come with it, but
yeah.
I just wanted something to blow me away and it didn't do it. So,
that's fine. So save it for the deliberations. Don't argue.
Okay. All right. No, fuck it. I'm arguing against this
conversation all over again. Opinion. In like an hour and a half.
All right, Jason.
Yo, what are we doing? Number nine.
Number nine.
Batman Arkham Knights.
What's kind of low?
I like
that's low on
Batman.
Your list.
That is kind of low on my list. But
I think
what?
That's low on your list.
I did play a shitload of Batman. The DLC kind of sucked, but DLC notwithstanding. I did really totally felt like, you know, way more Batman. So that's why it ranked a little bit lower. But man, I had a great time with it this year.
I did too.
Jason, tell me something really good about this game.
Fucking Batman. It's good.
Done.
What more
He's
do you
done.
Need? No, here was the way that I always said this. I think that Arkham Knight was the best of the Batman games for the Batman parts. The problem is they put in that freaking Batmobile and it was like, it took away from everything. I was like, now I feel like I'm completely taken out of it. This tank is dumb. I thought it was horrible addition.
I could nitpick it, but I mean, I just had a fucking great time with it.
I don't blame you.
That's a solid ass Batman game.
I think we might talk about this some more later as well. Jeff, number nine.
My number nine is actually Dark Souls 2, Scholar of the First Sin. It was, yeah,
that's one I had. That was basically my number 11.
That's I didn't think I was gonna like it, but then another game got me into those kind of games, and I played that and thoroughly enjoyed it.
Hmm. Did you get a chance to finish it? Did you ever beat?
No, I'm at the very, very end though. I just haven't.
Oh, I should totally beat it, man. It feels good.
I'm sure it will.
All right. Was that game possibly my number 9, which is Bloodborne?
Possibly. Possibly.
Yeah, so Bloodborne's my number 9. Yep.
Oh wait, you didn't beat it. Yeah.
No, I did not beat it. I got through the second boss, just ended up, you know, not going back to it just yet, but I enjoyed it, far more than I enjoyed the Souls games, and I do want to get back to it at one point or another, so. But yeah, that's
cool.
It. Travis, number 8.
Number 8, Bloodborne. How about
it? Hey, all right.
Yeah, no, I mean, you said it pretty much succinctly. Really good game, fun, very different from the Souls series, more offensive, and I love what they did about it.
Yeah.
I liked it so much that when I went and played Dark Souls, the remaster, I tried to make a Bloodborne build.
Didn't work very well, did it?
Very difficult when you don't regain health from attacking enemies.
Right.
But yeah, amazing game. Really beautiful. Yeah. A lot of people said it didn't look that good. I thought it was gorgeous. I think it looks great. Yeah, so yeah. I mean, huge fan of that game. I never got a chance. If I went back and played the DLC, it probably would be higher on my list because I would just have had more Bloodborne to be excited about, but until then, alas, it is numero ocho. Jason.
Mortal Kombat numero exo. I had a lot of fun with that game. That was
did we play that game together?
We did, and you fucking hated it. Oh my god. No. Well, you didn't hate the game. You had some issues with like the combo system or whatever. But
I always have the issues with the combo system of Mortal Kombat. I did play X a lot, but
yeah.
I don't remember playing with you in X. I remember playing with you in 9 a lot.
We played quite a bit with like Ryan and shit. I think.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Worthwhile addition to that series. It was super fun.
It's the best one.
Good job.
Yeah, it's good.
That net code. Bug off. Mm-hmm. But whatever. Moving on.
All right.
We have me?
Jeff, yeah.
My number 8 is Batman Arkham Knight. I had
fucking Batman. That's all you got to say. Fucking Batman.
Batman Arkham Knight. The only thing I didn't like was the overdrawn fucking what's called parts Batmobile. Other than that, I thought it was a fantastic game.
Seems like a going thing. Okay, so my number eight is Disney Infinity 3.0.
Cool. Yeah,
wow. Nice.
So, glad I made it. So here's the big thing about this game. And in reality, one of the things that I was looking at when I was like listing out my list is like, what games did I have the most fun with? And this definitely went on there because my wife and I play it together. My kids and I play it together. There's so much variety in like the different packs that you can get. And and the thing is that they just announced like the new Marvel Battlegrounds. Now I'm even more excited because I don't know if you guys saw that. That shit looks like Power Stone, baby. I am so excited. It's like Power Stone with Marvel characters. Sign me the fuck up. I am really, really happy with that. So yeah, Disney Infinity isn't going anywhere for me. This one did a great job with 3.0 and I'm really, really happy with it. And I've just been enjoying the hell out of it. So
yeah,
definitely worth being on here. All right, Travis.
Number seven, Batman Arkham Knight. It's Batman.
It's Batman.
I'm done.
Batman. It's
Batman. Jason, go.
Where are we at? Number seven?
Yep, number seven.
Bloodborne.
All right.
I like the game an awful lot, especially the fucking Kirk
We're
hammer.
On the same page pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah, it seems
tonight,
like we're
guys.
Doing okay.
We're grouping well. We're grouping well.
I don't think so, but...
Well, we'll see where that ends up, Jeff. So
my number seven is Witcher 3.
Witcher 3, okay.
Yeah, I actually think it would have been a lot higher. I recently went back to it, and I'm loving it, and I kind of wish I didn't go away from it when I did, but because of what I play whenever I have to put it at number seven.
God, I want to say fuck you so bad. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
My number seven is Batman. So let's drop that in there.
How okay. about it? Take that out the top five.
There we go.
Travis.
Travis. Number six.
Number six. I know we kind of had a unwritten rule to not add this, but it's not going to make our top five anyway, so I'm just going to put it there. Destiny the Taken King. I put too much time in it not to have it on the list. It is, it revitalized me back into the game after the vanilla version was getting a little stale after the two big DLCs. And, it's fun. I can't deny it.
And let's just be honest. It's really good.
It's really good.
The Taken King had made Destiny what it should have been when it launched. It is really good.
And some say, I mean, and that could be a valid issue and a problem, but it is there now.
Yep.
And it's good. It's boring now, you know, 3 or 4 months removed. I'm not even playing it very much anymore, but.
Well,
but yeah,
because
you have
three hunters and have done everything 15,000 times.
Jason, what's your number six?
Pretty much.
Number six, Rise of the Tomb Raider. That's an awfully fun game.
There we go.
Last one is real good too. This one's even fucking better.
I want this on PS4 so bad.
Yeah, so this is actually something that someone asked me today. It's like, cause I had mentioned that I beat it and it's like, did you like it better than the first one? And I was trying to think whether or not I did. And when I look back, it's like, I think yes, but I feel like I was more excited about the first one because it was such a surprise.
Yeah, yeah,
you
that's
know?
Totally true.
So, but yeah, Rise of the Tomb Raider definitely is it's an upgrade in all areas, in my opinion.
Yeah, last one surprised me. Like this one, do you want to think about it in like a critical standpoint? It's like, okay, they did improve a lot of the stuff that, you know, I had gripes about.
So, yeah, yeah.
Either way, still great.
All right, Jeff.
Okay. Where am I here?
Number six.
Ori and the Blind Forest.
All right.
Is my next one.
That was one of the three that was on the outside looking in.
Oh, that's on the... Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It was on the outside looking in.
That game is fucking awesome. I'm actually surprised
really
it didn't make your top 10.
The only reason
has,
it didn't,
like, your
Jeff...
name all over it.
Yeah, the only reason it didn't, Jeff, is probably because I didn't get enough time to put into it, and now...
Well, Travis didn't even play Until Dawn, and that made his list.
Yes, but there's a lot less gameplay in Until Dawn.
You don't need to play that game.
Ori and the Blind Forest, the only reason that I really didn't get back to it is because actually one of my video cards is on the fritz. So the fan died on it. So if I boot up a game or something like that, it lasts like 5 minutes and my entire computer shuts down.
Yeah,
so,
I'll just hope it'll be a gold game or some shit like that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I would definitely get back to it because this one is right up my alley. I probably put about 3 hours into it at least and I loved every second of it. So. Let's see. My number six is Witcher. So we talked about that a little bit. That's definitely on the list of games that I need to get back to. So,
damn, you need to get back to that.
Yeah, I know. But I need to get back to Metal Gear first. So, all right. Number five, Travis. In the
number
top five now.
Here we go. Here we go. Number five, with a bullet, Tales from the Borderlands. Easily my favorite Telltale game to date.
I started that up the other day. Yeah, I dig it so far. I like that there's like, they have like an interesting way of doing like melee combat, like in the beginning. So it's not really combat, but it's like, it's adventure game combat to an extent, but
the best combat scene comes later on in episode 4. I think you'll enjoy it. What was so special about this game? It just blew me away from the first episode on. When they announced this game, I was torn because I'm like, I like Borderlands, but I don't know if I care enough about Borderlands lore for this to be something that resonates with me. And it completely blew away my expectations.
Yeah, the setup for the beginning is really good. It's amazing. I was really happy with the way they did it. I'm like, how are they going to, how do they bring you into an adventure game in this world? Mm-hmm. I was really impressed at the way they actually started that up.
Yeah, they nailed it. So that's me. Jason, number five.
Ori and the Blind Forest, man, the game's super beautiful. Touches me deep inside. And also frustrates the shit out of me. I fucking love that game. Super good.
Yeah, Ori's one of my regrets of my misses from 2015.
Here's my caveat. The next five games that I'm literally going to name, literally every single one of these could possibly be a number one. So this is just my latest revision of my list. It's changing up every few minutes or so. But I had to go through and be like, specifically say why my next top five are my next top five, but literally every single one could have been my number one from here
on. Jeff, have you been tinkering this entire time?
Yes. I have literally
revisioned. Any fantasy football player will tell you tinkering is
bad.
It's death. It's very bad.
It's very bad.
But it got me knocked out of the finals.
But we call that the tinker stinker.
That's my number four. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We on four? Yeah, we're on four.
We're on five.
We're on five, sorry. Yeah. My number five is actually Rocket League. You like boo, but no.
I won't boo you. It's your list.
Yeah, it's your list, dude. Do what you want.
Jason could be
my number one.
He's beat red right now.
All right, so my number five is Metal Gear.
Metal Gear.
You beat Metal it, right? Gear.
I did not beat it.
All right.
You're not missing anything. It's fine.
No, I definitely want to beat it.
That's probably better that you haven't.
Now that I'm done with Tomb Raider, that's the game I'm going to go back to, is Metal Gear.
Just do it. Just watch a Let's Play. Like,
yeah. Number four, Travis.
Number four, Metal Gear Solid 5. How about it?
All right.
Nice.
Yeah, Metal Gear. It's good. We'll talk about it more later.
Right. Where are we on? Jason.
Monster Hunter for you.
For
Ultimate. Yeah. Games were... fucking Monster Hunter. I'm a huge dork about that shit. Played it for hundreds of hours. I mean, fuck. It's fucking Monster Hunter. Yeah. That's a really good version of it.
All right.
Cool.
Number
four. My number four is Halo 5 multiplayer. Not the single player, but multiplayer.
You know, you can just say the game, right?
I know I can. True.
It's part of the game. You can say it.
But that's the main reason is the multiplayer.
All right. My number four is Destiny. Taken King.
Cool.
Hey, look at that.
It was well deserved to be there.
I felt bad having it at six when we talked about not having Destiny on the list. So.
We talked about having it on personal.
It's not allowed to be on the overall. It's only allowed to be on your list.
So this was actually kind of a gauge for game of the year for me because so many games came out in the fall and one of the criteria for being above Destiny is, did you pull me away from Destiny? So Metal Gear and Witcher did not do that, surprisingly, because I thought both of them would. The next three games that are on my list
would, for sure.
I did too, and it did for a while, but I ended up going back with some of the new stuff they did. And but yeah, the next three games, it was one of those things. Those next three games, they pulled me away pretty quickly. So, but we'll get to that. Travis, number three.
And number three for me, as good as Tales from the Borderlands was, Life is Strange was that much better.
You were big on that game, man.
Yeah. Borderlands was easily my favorite Telltale game, but in terms of how they did the genre, it just, having more, you know, the time traveling aside, having a more real, a story based in reality, you know, small town, USA, you know, putting yourself in the shoes of a character that we never see, which is like a 16, 17 year old girl. And then the script aside and some little, you know, quirks that here and there, I mean, overall, it was just an endearing experience that from start to finish, especially when you end it, you finish it and you're just, I'm very happy that I played through this. Yeah. So, easy. Number three for me.
Cool. Life is Strange. All right. Jason.
Number three, The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt. Man, that game's dense. Super dense, right? But in a good way. Like, oh, it's rich. It's rich in story and characters and fucking, oh my God. Witcher 3?
Dude. That shit, drunk is a fucking scene. Good game. Have you beat it, Jason?
No, I have not.
Oh, okay. Then
that's okay. That's okay.
But there's
that's
a very, very, very funny YouTube stuff. Drunken scene towards the end, and it is. It had me like laughing my ass off how good it was.
It's aside from the so Bloody good. Baron stuff, it's probably the best scene in the entire
it's
game.
It's so good.
It's really good.
Oh yeah, Travis did beat it. That's right.
Am I the only one that beat it? No, are you?
I'm very close. I'm not. Very close. I haven't beat it yet, but I'm very, very close.
It ends really, really well. I mean, I know there are multiple endings, but it's my ending was pretty solid.
Cool.
All right.
Jeff, what are we at? My number three is Metal Gear Solid 5.
All right.
Nice.
My number three is Tomb Raider.
Wow! With a bullet.
Yeah.
You just started playing that like 2 hours ago.
So yeah, I mean, I pretty much bought an X-Bone to be able to play this a few months early. I mean, I probably could have waited. Well, of course, I would have had to buy a new fucking video card. So there was
I see what he's doing. He's justifying his $350-$400.
Not really. No, I don't feel like I have to do that. But it was really good. And you know, I will say right now that obviously I like this type of game a lot, but Tomb Raider was, I really think that they did everything better in this one. And that includes not beating the shit out of Laura quite as much. They still beat the shit out of Laura a lot, but.
To be honest, I don't remember any of her deaths that I did in the first. So that's saying something.
Yeah, no doubt. It's like, you know, I think I fell to my death most of the time when I died, it was falling.
It wasn't a cutscene. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
So they smoothed out the gory deaths.
No, they're still in there.
There's a few. They're just not.
Maybe a couple.
They're not over the top. I guess.
Yeah, there's not like.
I still see the branch in the neck.
I was just going to say that. Sleep.
That's the one I think of. Every
that's God, rough, man.
Travis, you're number two.
Numero dos, Rocket League.
Yeah. Rocket League.
This was number one on my list.
And then you got dumb. What happened?
For many, many weeks. It's not like it was number five or six, like Jeff. No.
Number one. My top five are all number ones.
This was my number two only because I revisited another game and, it just reminded me that how much of a masterpiece I felt it was. So,
right.
But yeah, two, Rocket League, can't say enough good times about it. Every time I play it with you guys, I think I have the best time of my life.
And 14 heart attacks.
And then every next time we play,
only 14, Jeff?
I have every next time we play, I have that much more of a good time. And it just builds every time because it's just a fantastic experience. If we had a top 10 multiplayer experience, it would be this times 1,000. I mean, it's just an amazing game.
I agree.
Cool.
Jason, number two.
Number two, Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain.
Metal Gear.
Yeah, dude, the gameplay in that game is like some of the best like action stuff I've ever played, I think.
Yeah,
It totally scores high in that respect.
Yeah, absolutely. Great. Jeff?
My number two is Rise of the Tomb Raider.
All right. Lots of love for that game. That was...
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I'm glad too. I like it a lot. My number two is Fallout 4.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. Wow. I don't care what anybody says. I fucking love Fallout. So I had a great time with that game. It had its downtime. It has down moments, but you know what? I still, you know, in the middle of that game, I got the Xbox One and I played Rise of the Tomb Raider and that did not pull me away from Fallout. So there you go.
Makes sense.
Yep. Travis, number one.
Number one, Travis.
Game of the year.
All right, Witcher 3.
Okay. Witcher,
that was...
3! Yeah,
for sure.
Can't argue with that. Yeah. All right.
Just like I said, revisited the last couple of days, and I just find myself in awe every single time I play it. It's really good.
Very cool.
All right, Jason?
Yo, I hear that Rocket League's pretty good, man.
Yeah, I already wrote it down.
So, yeah, so it's like a brief aside, like, you know, when I was putting this list together, I'm like, yeah, you know, Rocket League was real fun, but it's like, man, Metal Gear, that gameplay, oh, The Witcher's so fucking deep and good. But I just could not deny, like, how good of a time, how good of a fucking time I had with Rocket League. Yeah. Like, every time I play it, and I play it on undeniably a nearly daily basis.
Hold it in.
And it,
deliberations.
I got to let it out now.
I think no, you played. I think
even
you
started, Jeff.
I think more. You played it more than all of us did too. Because aren't you a veteran at right now,
dude? Yeah, I think so.
It's like level 100 or something.
Yeah, I'm still semi pro, dude. I haven't even gotten that far.
I'm semi pro on PC. I'm playing on both versions just because I guess. Yeah. I don't know. Like that game an awful lot. It's okay. Yeah, totally my game of the year.
Nice. All right, Jeff.
My game of the year, again, this is my number one. I don't think it is the best game that came out this year, but it's my number one because I never thought I would ever like a game like this, and that's Bloodborne. I fucking loved it, and I never thought I would like anything even close to a Souls game before.
Yeah,
I love that as your number one, man.
That works really well for you because, honestly, none of us thought you were going to like that fucking game either. So.
Oh, not no, at all. No one did. Slugga messaged me last night, and he's like, yo, we're going to play some Rocket League. I'm like, I'm helping because Harlog just started the game. So I started a brand new game to go through with Harlog, and I was like, I was playing, I'm like,
oh, wow.
I remember, like, this game just brings back so much memories. I'm like, I love this fucking game.
And that's a testament to the way they tune the difficulty because it's you get the memories of the game from how meticulous you have to be with the combat to actually defeat some of these bosses. Even like the first boss was, you know, it could be really difficult if you don't.
Tough.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Like I don't want to talk too much about it now, but last night was a pure example. Like I haven't played the game in months. Like it came out almost a year ago and I was going through with Harlock and he was having problems with the cleric beast. I went through, beat the cleric beast, got to Glassgloin on a new character with only dying once. And
nice.
I was like, just because you're used to the game mechanics and how to do everything. And he was like,
sure.
Oh, this is a hard time. Like, good game. I wouldn't recommend it to everyone again. I don't think it's the overall best game that released this year, but it was the best for me. I'm very surprised that I even liked it.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Number one for me. It's Rocket League. I mean, when I was putting this list together, it was all about how much fun I had. And, Rocket League was the game that could pull me away from anything. Like there was not a game on this list that I would not put down to get into a PSN party and play Rocket League with
so everybody. If you guys are all playing Destiny and I jumped on with Major Poop and we're playing Rocket League and I said, yo, come play some Rocket League, you would have done it?
If I wasn't in the middle of a raid.
Yeah, if we weren't in the middle of a raid or something.
Yeah, raid,
absolutely.
100%. And I have done that. I have dropped Destiny to play Rocket League.
I would say quite a few times. As a matter of fact, there were a few times where we were playing Destiny. We're like, could we hurry up and finish this so we can go play Rocket League?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, that happened. And it wasn't just once. That happened several times. I mean,
several times.
I'll be honest with you. I have yet to, outside of Johnny, 1021, whatever the, he does.
He Johnny's the boy.
Johnny 1051. That's what it is. Outside of Johnny, who says he doesn't like sports games, I'm making air quotes. Everyone I've seen who plays that game loves it. Whether you like sports games or anything.
I don't think anyone would not like it.
Yeah. I was amazed at how much reach that had. So, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that is it. So these are the, did you list them all?
I knew I liked you, Chris.
Yeah, I got all the list on here.
All right. So what we're going to do real quick, is let's go through some emails and voicemails. Mm-hmm. And then we'll take a break and we'll come back and we'll deliberate about our top 10 games of the year.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to start with this voicemail. And what we'll do is we'll go voicemail, so I can set up for the next voicemail. So, Travis and Jason, you guys have the email back open, right?
Yeah, I think
sure.
So.
Cool. All right. I'll take care of
Facebook and Indus questions.
Excellent. All right, cool. So here we go. Here's the first one.
Hey, Yin dudes. It's Alex, your resident irrational passionista, I think is what I am today. We're going to go with that.
Yeah,
happy
that
Game
works.
Of the Year show. I just wanted to call in, give my 2 cents. And I thought I would like use my good mic just so Chris could be like, man, that guy has a good mic. And I'd be like, that's right, Chris. You know what's up. But
okay.
My top 5 games
sound no different than anyone
else. 2015. There were a lot of good games that year. as I'm sure you guys are talking about, just Rocket League. Really? Just Rocket League, guys?
Just Rocket League.
There are other good games.
No, just Rocket League.
My number five was Undertale, because that game is awesome. Spoilers. It ended up being the Irrational Passions podcast game of the year for 2015. But you should listen to that to find out why. I'll tell you, I really liked it. It's got really cool characters, and it'll surprise you on many different occasions. Four was The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt.
Nice.
That game is really dope. I don't know if you know this, but you can, like, fight a whole bunch of monsters in it and then have sex with a bunch of ladies.
All
I don't know if that is important to any of you all, but
it's the dream, Alex.
It also tells a really good story about a father-daughter relationship that was actually super, super moving. But, you know, it's got the monsters and the sex stuff. I know Jeff, like, really needs that in his life, so. My number three was Metal Gear Solid 5. I mean, do I really have to say that game is just a mastercraft in wonderful, wonderful gameplay, and just, you know, as much as its shortcomings as a Metal Gear game, sure, it is just such a video game ass video game that it makes up for it in my heart. I played a lot of that game. And number two, Jason liked this, Ori and the Blind Forest, because fuck the haters. That game is incredible. And I don't know how anybody could say that other Metroidvania style games that came out in 2015 were better than it. They must be crazy. But Ori and the Blind Forest is goddamn amazing. Beautiful music, beautiful game, beautiful gameplay. That bash mechanic where you can just like float in 3D in the air and then shoot yourself off of like projectiles is amazing. You should play it, all of you. You should play it again, Jason. And my number one, my game of the year was Life is Strange. I don't know if any of you got to this, but it's
kind
of teeny. So of course I would like it. And it actually covers like a lot of really serious issues, like, you know, depression and bullying and suicide, and all wrapped up in this game that doesn't like play like shit, because it just plays like a third person game, like camera controls and all that, so it doesn't have those Telltale shortcomings. And like each episode just kept getting better and better and better, and then like, man, the last decision in that game is the hardest decision I think I've ever had to make in a video game. It's really outstanding, and I don't want to give too much away, but don't let appearances fool you. The game has gut punch after gut punch, while also being super satisfying and having some of the best characters of 2015 in it. So, those are my five favorite games of 2015. I just want to say I love you guys, and you should all stay sexy. I will talk to you all later.
Thank you, Alex. We love you too, dude.
Thank you, sir.
That's a pretty good list.
Good times.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do an email.
Jason, go ahead and take it, man. You got
it. I got this. Okay.
Can make it.
Hey, guys. Fifth time, long time, smiley face. Wanted to write in with my games of the year.
I know
to
who be this fair, is.
I'm going to cheat, by the way. This is from Big B Mac, also known as Brian. Number one. Should we go in reverse order?
Yeah,
go in reverse order.
Reverse order. Man, okay. All right. Number five, The Order 1886. Got it on the cheap. Got the platinum and enjoyed the whole ride. Number four, Batman Arkham Knights. I actually like the duality of the Batmobile combat, races, and puzzles, and the normal combat gadgets and the side quests. Number three, sorry. The Witcher 3, for obvious reasons. Number two, Wolfenstein. Came out last year, but I played it over Christmas break, and I was very surprised that a shooter actually told a good story. Year? Nice.
Damn.
Number one, Destiny, The Taken King. Absolutely love playing with you guys, and the crazy antics that ensure are one of a kind. I wish I played more Telltale and smaller games, like Soma. But what you gonna do? New Year's resolution. Love you guys, and keep up the great show.
You missed That's a line. Me. You missed Did a I? Line, a very important what? Line that we have to heckle him about. we have to heckle.
All right. I just didn't want to get into it because it hurts. Honorable mention, Rocket League.
Oh, Brian, we got to have a talk.
On his top five.
Big B.
Honorable mention.
Big B.
The order made his top five.
The order made the top five. Rocket League didn't.
Big Mac, Brian. I'm revoking your fucking email privileges.
Brian, you can't talk about honor to me. Brian,
playing the order is a step up from Travis watching Until Dawn.
Oh, shut up. Whatever. The order is...
That's fucking accurate.
The order is a great game for $10. Great game for $10. But seriously,
it's not
Brian,
number five. Round, come
right?
on now.
Quick round.
That's all right. We still love you, Big B. It's cool.
You want to do, cool. do a Facebook one here?
Go for it, man.
Sure.
All right. This one comes from Daniel Barron from the Facebook. He says, number what five, up? DMC Devil May Cry Definitive Edition.
All right.
Hey, nice.
Said, okay. I never played the original, but damn, do I get now why Jeff likes it so much. One of the best action games I've ever played in forever.
Fuck yeah, son.
Number four, Rocket League. Didn't hear of a single person who played this and didn't like it. No gimmicks besides the whole cars playing soccer thing.
No gimmicks.
It's one big gimmick.
Just a damn fun multiplayer game.
Can we pause for 1 second? I want to tread back a little bit to DMC, and I need to ask Jason a question.
Mm-hmm.
Jason, why are there? I mean, we as a podcast know how good this game is, right?
Sure. Why did no one play it?
Why are there so many like loyalists that hate it?
I don't know.
I don't get that.
Because like, his hair, Chris, his hair.
Oh, fuck that. I mean, it's like, I know people that were like putting it down right away because it was Ninja Theory. I'm like, fuck that. This game is fantastic.
I think it's because of the difficulty. It worked out. To be honest, the snobby difficulty people.
Kind of. There were, I mean, the loyalists were super, super into, you know, DMC. And, you know, there was a high level of, you know, skill, you know, that was required to like really. you know, get a lot out of that game. And that wasn't necessary in this new DMC. So naturally, they're just like, well, fuck this kid's game.
Yeah.
I'm not playing it. And at that point, it's like, it's easy to make fun of his fucking hair or something. Or, you know, I don't fucking know.
I don't get
internet,
it either.
Internet
I
people,
either.
Chris.
And they tell you the type shit.
You're right, Travis. It's internet people. Fucking stupid.
Yeah,
it's
exactly. Fuck them.
All right, I'm sorry.
So to another internet person writing in.
No.
Let's turn to the internet.
Yeah, but we like him. He likes DMC. He's cool.
number three, Dying Light. He says, okay. I love the combination of first-person combat mixed with the parkour mechanics. Also, almost nothing scares me these days besides Jeff's farts. But every time the sun set in this game, I was scared. Number two is another one that no one mentioned, N++.
Okay.
He said, platforming perfection. And that's not an exaggeration. If you don't like this game, I don't like you. If you haven't played this game, well, make sure you change that ASAP. Also, Toronto devs represent.
There we go.
Is number one, another one that no one's mentioned yet, The Legend of Zelda Triforce Heroes. It's like, yep, you read that right.
Oh, no.
People complain about the single player or getting matched up with idiots, but this is clearly a multiplayer game, and Nintendo can't control who is and isn't a dummy. What I'm getting at is Nintendo created a crazy fun co-op game. Who doesn't love co-op? Featuring great level design and great soundtrack. Loved it. So that was his top five.
Yeah.
I never played that.
I did. I tried to like it an awful lot. Like I'm a huge fan of like Four Swords Adventure, and I thought it was going to be a lot like that. But man, they've really like doubled down on that like stacking mechanic, and that's it's really not all that fun to do. The costumes and stuff are super cool.
Mm.
But I really wanted to like the game a lot more than I ended up liking.
All right.
Gotcha. All right. Another voicemail?
Sure.
Here we go.
What's going on, Andy?
So
we are here. We are here indeed. We are
what's up, baby?
All right. We are
Can
here.
You bring that up a little, Chris?
It's time to do the annual thing, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to cheat a little bit. I'm going to go, I think, top seven. Games on my list for game of the year.
Why not?
Let's see, let's
just cheating.
Here
that's
we
cheating.
Are.
Yo, check it out. Number
that's
seven.
That's not honorable, Eddie.
No, yeah, number seven. I'm actually going to give it to Life is Strange. Great game, great story. I always appreciated games like, you know, Beyond Two Souls, Heavy Rain, etc. Have yet to play Until Dawn. I will play that. But, yeah.
Life I didn't either, buddy.
Number
don't worry.
Six.
I hear you
Resident Evil Revelations 2, a game I did not hear mentioned that much. A great Resident Evil experience, went back to the old school, you know, PS1 days a little bit, you know, to the Resident Evil 4 roots, and wasn't as good as Resident Evil Revelations 1, but it was a good Resident Evil game. If you are a fan, I suggest you play it. Number 5 is Dying Light. A great game, came out early January, so a lot of people might, you know, mistake it for coming out last year. You know, in 2014, but it didn't. It came out in 2015. Great game, great experience, great apocalypse, zombie apocalypse game. That's all I can say about that. Number four, Mortal Kombat X. A great fighter, devoted a lot of time into it, and I really appreciated it, and they are fixing the online. They're going to give it a beta now, and it's going to be GGPO, like Killer Instinct, so we'll see what happens. Halo 5, Guardians. Fucking greatest this is multiplayer game of the year, by the way, but it is a fucking great game. An Xbox One exclusive. Another one that blew me away for this year, Halo 5. Number two, go the Tomb Raider. Even though I haven't completed it yet, but I mean, I have started it, and I can easily say it is Uncharted 2 all over again and more, like better.
Yeah.
That wow factor is there, and it is better, and that's at number one, and no surprise.
Better not be Killer Instinct.
Metal Gear Solid 5.
Okay, good.
Nothing to say. Hideo Kojima at his finest. It's Metal Gear Solid. You guys know who I am, so you know what it is.
He's in
but,
authority.
Moving on, honorable mention, I mean, the only honorable mention I'm going to give it to is probably T.T. as a demo. It was a great game, great whatever. T.T. is awesome. A scary-ass game. Fallout 4 is going to get an honorable mention, not because of the fucking game. The fucking game is janky and, you know, it's whatever. It's only because of Nick Valentine. Well, Fallout 4 is nothing fucking special. So, put you know, keep your pants on for Fallout 4. Nobody gives a shit. Also want to say for the record that this is the third year, because 2013 is when these consoles came out, and PlayStation 4 has yet to give me an exclusive that I enjoyed for a good year. It's 3 years.
Wow. Okay, to end that, this is...
You just cut off?
This is year number... Yeah, well, it only lasts 3 minutes. This is year number three coming up, and there's a lot coming for PS4, so...
Quite a bit. No Man's Sky. Who doesn't want to play a game that's going to give you literally everything? You know exactly what
everything
you're going to get.
We
know exactly
know,
what you got to do.
We want it.
There are no questions about this game. No what? Man's Sky. What are you talking about?
I have some questions. I have questions.
Have an email? I have a lot of questions. It was sarcasm.
Yeah.
All right. Email?
Yo, that's me, right?
Yep, that's you. Right?
So sorry about that. So this comes from Sniper Maverick. Number five on his Game of the Year list. Mortal Kombat X. Online play is fun after you adjust to it. Great new characters in a dumb, fun story mode. Great towers with unique twists and the most brutal fatalities and moves to date.
Oh my god, yeah.
Combat Pack 1 is awesome.
Predator
actually becomes my main. Very much looking forward to Combat Pack 2 and their upcoming attempt for a fair online system. Number 4, Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain. The only game in my 5 I've yet to finish, 60 hours into the game and just recently finished Chapter 1.
What?
He's taking his time. It's fine.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. He's letting it, he's absorbing it. He's absorbing it.
Yeah.
Those who have played and loved Peace Walker will understand that this game is the next gen clone of it. Fun, varied open missions without a lot of forced playstyles. As usual with Kojima, melodramatic but compelling story, lots of charm in the gameplay. Number 3, Halo 5 Guardians. Single-player campaign is a letdown, but luckily, the arena multiplayer is not. Easily my new favorite, the multiplayer perfectly mixes the old and new. And even Battlefield at the start of every match is a much welcome throwback. Many hours into the night played with buds. Thank you, Spartan. You're welcome, Spartan. That's a little Tampax.
A little bit Tampax, yeah.
Number 2, Fallout 4. More of the same, but sometimes there's nothing wrong with that. Especially when you have been waiting to jump back into a world you love to get lost in. Best looking game in the series, refined gameplay to act more like a shooter. Very little hand-holding. Wasn't a big fan of base building and upkeep, but loved weapon and armor modding.
Yep.
Enjoyable main story, likable characters, and as always, exploring is the best part. I'm hoping for less classic Bethesda bugs in the future.
With you.
And number one, Batman Arkham Knight. I totally understand why this game is nowhere to be found on a lot of Game of the Year lists out there. It's a very polarizing game. A lot of odd choices made by Rocksteady. The story shines at moments, yet becomes eye-rolling predictable. It took a shot at shaking things up a bit in the Batmobile slash tank hybrid, yet it overstays its welcome.
Yep.
A cerebral ending is blocked off by forced gameplay in a collectathon. So why is this my favorite game of the year? With all of its flaws, it made me smile most of the while playing. the story, the bat tank, the ending is silly, but Rocksteady's presentation is always fantastic. Clever moments in the gameplay keep things fun, and they just nail being the Batman. Look forward to hearing yours, guys. Love, Sniper Maverick.
Thank you, sir.
I love the Batman. He's a cool guy.
Let's talk about that Telltale Batman, Jason. How you feeling on that?
We'll see.
All right, we're going to go Facebook again?
Go for it.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, this one comes from our buddy Jeff BTW, Jeff Better Tomorrow. He starts off with number... He did seven as well. So, his number right. seven is The Order. He doesn't put any sentences. He just goes...
Okay, that's fine.
So, The Order, number six, Halo 5. Number five, mm-hmm. Wolfenstein, The Old Blood.
Okay.
Another one that wasn't mentioned. I didn't really like that, but okay.
Was it the previous Wolfenstein game that you really liked then?
The one that Alex said he liked? No, sorry, not Alex.
No, I think
it was Big B.
The one that Big B said, I think it's the one, not the expansion, the actual New Order, I think he liked it.
Okay.
I think Big B might have been meaning the expansion because I think he bought that with the discount on The Order because they were on sale at the same time.
Oh, then maybe. The Old Blood is like, I didn't like it, but, Jeff Sutt is number five. Number four, Resident Evil Revelations 2.
Okay.
Number three, Tales from the Borderlands. Number cool. two, Until Dawn, with an asterisk, I actually played it, Travis.
I'm sure that was there.
Sure. Number one is Fallout 4.
All right.
He goes on to say, I didn't play a whole lot of 2015 games last year, so I just picked the ones I liked enough to list, and there was seven. Most disappointing for me was Metal Gear Solid 5.
Whoa.
I tried to give it a fair shake, and it was just not for me, which was heartbreaking because I love that franchise. He does go on to say Forsaken Kills here is most anticipated for probably 2016 or 17, but I'm going to save that because we're probably going to go into most anticipated. So, Jeff, remind me to go back to this post when we do that show.
And Jeff, if you can, in the Facebook page, if you can answer my question, which is, did you play Peace Walker? I'm curious if you played Peace Walker on the PSP.
I'll ask him.
Because of the fact that, I mean, if you played Peace Walker and liked it, you're going to fucking love Metal Gear Solid 5. If you're not a big fan of Peace Walker, yeah. I can imagine you not enjoying
it. Yeah, I didn't play Peace Walker, and I love Metal Gear Solid.
Well, yeah, but you didn't play it. So what he's saying is if you didn't like Peace Walker, then chances are you're not going to like 5. Mm-hmm. See, based on what you just said, you probably would like Peace Walker. It might be hard to go back to it.
Aside from the shitty controls, but.
Well, I think they improved that on the release on, was it PS3 that they re-released it?
Because it's on a controller that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's on a controller that makes sense. That's right.
See, that's a game that could benefit from a long ass Let's Play. Like, I don't think the game played very well, but, like, I enjoyed the cutscenes in there. Like, I enjoyed the story of Peace Walker, but, like, the boss fights and, like, oh, jeez. Anyway.
All right.
I'm going to go watch a voicemail.
Yeah, we have another voicemail. Let me
grab Holy that. Shit.
Yeah, we have two more voicemails, actually. So, which one did it there, then?
That's not the wrong number.
Nice. These were not pre-screened.
Chris, get your ass home.
These were not pre-screened.
Wait a minute. Did that lady say, I'm sorry, I have the wrong number?
Yes.
Bitch, quit calling my podcast.
These are PS not Nation, pre-screened.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Fuck it. We're doing
PS
it live. All right. Let's try this one. This is the last voicemail right here.
Sorry, wrong number.
File. It might be. I'm not gonna, put anything down. Let's see.
Hey, this is Apple Pie 129 on top of Mount Everest. Just wanna say, you got me to the peak, man. You guys got me to the peak.
What?
This is why I should probably scream.
Keep going.
You guys.
You can breathe.
Did we get drunk dialed?
I think so.
I think so, too.
You got to bring Jason back.
I'm here. I'm here for you. I'm going to talk you through this.
Love you guys.
Oh, it's fucking Harlock. It's Harlock.
It's Harlock?
I know it's Harlock.
Oh, I'm falling over. Goodbye.
No, it's not, maybe it's not Harlock.
So it sounded a little bit like Big B.
I was going to say, it sounded like Big B.
It sounded like Big B.
Is that, you think that's what it was?
So, okay, guys, I just clicked on this and on the voicemail transcription, and I got to fucking read this to you.
Uh-oh. Which one is this?
This is from what we just listened to. Who this is, a papaya? What's going on? What's happening, Everest? Just want to say, you got to get me to speak to me, you guys. Be coming to pee? Yes.
Preach it. Preach it.
You got to bring Jason back. Bring it back. I love you guys. On our goodbye. So, yeah, nice. You guys coming to pee, yes? I just saw that. And
this is a papaya?
Who this a papaya?
And there's the tag for the show.
Episode 382. Who this
who
this,
this a is a papaya? Done. All right. No more emails. Any more Facebook?
We do have another Facebook one. This one comes from El Doozy.
What's up, man?
El Doozy. Okay, I'll start off with his blurb. On a side note, I didn't get to play much this year, so I hoped. Oh wait, no, that's a bad move. I'll start off with his list.
Bad
number
move.
Five.
Bad
Mortal
move,
Kombat
20.
X. 10, whatever you want to call it.
All right.
Yeah.
He follows it up with Xenoblade Chronicles X.
Interesting. Cool. Okay.
Yep, first mention of that. Number 3, Batman Arkham Knight. Number 2, first time mentioned as well, Assassin's Creed Syndicate. Okay. And his number 1 is Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Get
nice.
It.
Right.
And his blurb is, on a side note, I didn't get to play much this year, so I hope to play some of the better rated games from last year. Examples, Witcher 3, Just Cause 3, Mario Maker, and Metal Gear Solid 5.
That Mario Maker, son. Get on it. Jason could speak volumes about
that's
Mario Maker.
Hey, man, that game's fine for what it is, for real, but, like, Game of the year?
A dev tool.
I mean,
for what it is. Dev tool of the year.
I'm not going down that road where none it's of like us a game or not a game or
don't get him started. Don't get him started. Don't get him
like, yeah, I'm not going to go there.
All right. Any more on Facebook or Twitter?
No Facebook. I'm going to end his questions, but if you guys want to delay for a second because it's taking forever to load up. Actually, I'm pretty sure we only got a couple of his questions. I don't think they're game of the year related, so we could probably
stretch.
Move on.
Yeah, we can
stretch.
Why don't we just take a break? We'll take a break. Yeah. We'll come back and we're going to do our deliberations to find out what our top 10 is. And then we'll get into end his questions and we'll wrap it up. So stay with us and we'll be right back.
Cool. It's time to wake up.
Welcome back.
You welcome back.
You welcome back.
And fuck all you guys.
I was wondering.
Soon.
are you just getting that out of the way now?
Yes.
Okay.
No, right. I'm holding it in.
Precursor. You're holding it in. Jason's going to be beet red. He's going to explode. He's like anger from Inside Out.
I'm totally chill. Totally chill.
Okay.
I love you guys.
So, why don't we do quickly like one or two honorable mentions from our list and just.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit.
There's
that,
a lot
like,
of games
I've
we
really
didn't mention.
Liked.
So, yeah.
So I was talking about like, you know, that hotly contested like number 10 spot, right? And it's like,
right,
you know,
right.
There's so many games that we still wanted on this list. And, you know, even with the emails and voicemails, never really got any representation. Splatoon, I wanted to call out in particular mm-hmm. because I thought that was an amazing fucking multiplayer game and like such a huge surprise from Nintendo. I dropped out of it like, you know, really early, but at the same time, it's like, man, that was a great surprise. Do you guys play it at all?
I played it.
No.
I traded it in after a few weeks. Well, not a few weeks. I played it for a week. Then no one else who I had on my Wii U list played it ever again. So I was like, there's no point in me playing it. So. It still has like had like a $45 trade-in value, so I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna trade it in.
Wow, that's,
okay. That's a good amount of money.
I liked it. Well, it's fine. Reason. Just no one played it
in Canadian bucks.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Axiom Verge was another one
that was cool.
Axiom Verge was one of the ones that was on mine. That was a really good game. Fantastic tribute to Metroid in general. So
no shit.
Great music I really liked. Yeah, the music was fantastic. So very very. It was like it was modern chiptunes. Ish. So I really enjoyed that too.
It's good. Yeah. That old school appeal, you know, as far as like, you know, really trying to represent like, you know, the old 16-bit, soundtrack, but then adding like more modern stuff on top of it.
Right.
It was a good blend.
One of my other ones, and it may just be purely from the spectacle of the game was, Battlefront. You know.
That's a good looking game,
looks,
right?
It really is. It was such a good tribute to Star Wars. They did such a good job on the presentation from front to back. It was really, really good. So, and the gameplay was good too. You know,
gameplay
like
was fine.
It was
just there wasn't enough variety in anything.
Yeah, it was, and where there was variety, it didn't seem very balanced. Like the Walker assault was never really balanced. You know, so. But I thought it was.
I'll throw a shout out.
Where'd you guys land with a Galaxy?
I never played it. I know Captain Harlock is game of the year.
Yeah, that's another like really really good fucking game. The roguelike elements provided like a barrier for me though. Like I got up to like chapter 4 out of 5. I'm just like, this is too hard.
Yeah.
So I dropped
I picked it up, but I just picked it up a couple days ago, so I haven't played it yet.
There's something really, really special about that game.
I'll give a shout out too, because a lot of Tales of the Borderlands talk. I really like the Game of Thrones Telltale thing.
Yeah.
If you're a Game of Thrones fan, I think it's almost essential you play that if you have an opportunity to.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. To kind of, you know, transition over to what you just said, Jeff. Yeah. For my honorable mentions, Game of Thrones was on there. FIFA 16. It's fucking probably the best sports game out there. And I just didn't play enough for me to really get too excited about it. And gotcha.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. And Dark Souls 2, Scholar of the First Sin. Those were
right. Nice. Right. Okay.
A bunch that were close.
Yep.
All right.
Cool.
Disney Infinity.
Disney Infinity.
I kind of wish was on my top 10.
I played that. I just started playing that like a month ago and I have so many of the Star Wars figures now. It's ridiculous. And that game is actually fun to play.
Jeff, do you agree that it's a bit of an improvement from like 2.0?
I never played 2, but it's a humongous improvement from Disney Infinity 1. Like, it's not even on the same level.
Right. Yeah, Ninja Theory went in and they pretty much revamped all the combat for all the characters at this point.
Yeah, like they brought in a lot of like third party developers, you guys remember we were huge fans of like, you know, Sonic All Stars.
Oh, right? The racing,
like the racing
absolutely.
Game.
I loved that game.
They brought in that developer, you know, to handle like the car racing stuff.
The driving,
That's really well done.
It shines through. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't realize they brought in Ninja Theory for the combat for Disney Infinity.
Yep.
Yeah, and so they actually did it for 2.0, but like 2.0, they just did the combat for I think the Marvel characters. This time they went back and they smoothed over all of them, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. I think they went back all the way to the 1.0 character. Yeah.
You can tell.
Yeah, all the guys from Star Wars too.
Yeah, I mean all the Star Wars dudes. Not everybody's been touched, but definitely all the 3.0 and a lot of the 2.0, definitely the Marvel stuff. But some of the earlier characters are still vanilla, as it were.
Boring.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
So we have a list, ready to get to this? 21.
Yeah. So I think we can all agree with this. All of our number 10s can be removed. Right?
Yeah, for sure.
So Ronin, iDarb, Rebel Galaxy, Until Dawn.
Yes, all of those can totally go. Fine with iDarb being removed.
Yeah. So we'll go with that. I'm going to go ahead and throw this out there. I am fine with Disney Infinity being removed because I know I'm not going to be able to fight for that to be in the top 10. I'm just happy that I got to talk about it a little bit and we just got to talk about it a little bit more. So I'm okay with that being removed as well.
Cool. You want to go ahead
Travis,
and while we're
you
there,
don't argue you about the movie you watched?
You want to go ahead and chalk off Chris, Destiny?
Well, it's not allowed on.
Well, Destiny's not going to be, Destiny's not going to be on there anyway. So.
Yay.
So let's see. What do we have now? So Rebel Galaxy can go as well. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. That's not bad.
Not bad.
So let's see. I'm sorry. I don't think Mortal Kombat's going to make it. Jason.
I am not going to argue that. Make your case, Jason.
I love you, dude, but I don't think
it's
going
to make
it.
I don't know if I'm ready to let go of that guy just yet. But...
Jason, do you want to let go of Mortal Kombat or Ori?
Oh, dude. Come on.
You can't let go of Ori yet, man.
Yeah, that's...
Jason and Jeff both had it. It's,
I'd say it'd be between Mortal Kombat X, and if I were to put one up there, I'd say Tales from the Borderlands.
No. Hold on. Travis,
actually, no.
Don't remove
wait
them
a second.
There.
Dark Souls 2 taken. That's not allowed on there either.
I was removing the 10s like we said we were.
Yeah, remove Dark
Souls
2.
Yeah, they were removed
from Dark Souls 2 isn't allowed on there because that was technically an expansion.
Okay. Fair enough. So, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
I've already got rid of
Ronin,
right? That's gone. The only other like outlying one would be like Monster Hunter. And even though that scored like fourth place for me, I'd be willing to let that go to keep Mortal Kombat for a little while.
Fair enough. Okay. All right.
Because I know you guys have not fucking played it.
No. But I'm not going to say get rid of it because
I don't hold it against you.
It could be great.
I think it's great. It's one of the best Monster Hunters. Shit. Now I feel fucking terrible. God damn,
why?
I hate this so much. I just fucking offered up
Mortal Kombat's still there.
Monster Hunter for Mortal Kombat.
But you just took off Monster Hunter for Mortal Kombat.
Jason, you get a take back. You get
one
take back.
Yeah, you can think about this for a second. Like, I would...
Yeah. All I have to do is hit Control Z and it comes back.
Whoa, it's back.
It hurts a lot. It hurts a lot.
I seriously, knowing you, Jason, I think that Monster Hunter needs to stay on there and Mortal Kombat needs to go.
Combat's got to go, baby.
Yeah. Mortal Kombat's good.
I know you, dude. You are so much bigger into Monster Hunter than you are Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Let's not put it just on Jason to pick.
You play
one
Mortal
of his
Kombat
two
because there's not a Street Fighter around to play. That's
Jason,
what that
is. There a game on this list that you did not pick that you think is less deserving than Mortal Kombat X?
We have really good lists.
We do have really good lists.
Did we get rid of Destiny already?
No, that's not allowed.
Destiny was never
Destiny's
on.
Those are not allowed expansions or releases. So,
am I looking at a different list than you guys?
To the right.
Maybe.
Look over
overall.
Here at this overall list.
Oh my God. There we go. Everything's in perspective now. Shit. Fallout?
I'm not ready to get rid of Fallout.
Yeah.
That was my number two. Come on, man. You're not allowed to take my number two off
yet. Give him
a
break. Right.
Yeah, I'm trying to be democratic here. So, yeah, I guess. I mean, but Mortal Kombat made it on two of our lists, right?
Just yours.
No, just yours. Fallout's on here twice, so that actually makes it easier.
It made it into a lot of the readers' top fives and sevens.
Well, all right, guys, maybe I should have done a podcast with them.
I'm going to tell you guys. Look, well, you already did. How did that end?
That's a good point.
So, okay.
I'm going to add Mario Maker to this list.
So
no!
So I'll be fair. I'm the only person with Life is Strange on this list. I think it is completely worthy to be on any...
Whoa. Travis, you're going to delete Life is Strange before Tales of the Borderlands.
Yeah.
Tales is on your list too, though. So that's the thing.
It's not
I
on
didn't.
My list.
Oh, it missed your list, right?
Yeah. Because the way you spoke about Life is Strange, you thought pretty highly of it.
The only reason I was going to sacrifice Life is Strange was because of, even though I feel that it deserves a spot on any podcast or production's top five list, it's because I was the only one who had it on my list. So I was willing to sacrifice it for the better of the group.
But do you think that's better than Tales of the Borderlands?
No, Tales, it's not better than Tales.
Then I would say...
I'll sacrifice
as much as Tales is good. I think
as much as I want to keep that on there because I like what I've played so far, it's not enough. I don't think it's going to be try and keep it on
out of these.
I wish you would have finished it, Chris. It's really good. I'm okay with it. No, I'm fine.
All right, Mortal Kombat's going to go because you know what? They fucked up that PC port really, really bad. And then that code, it's better than 9,
but it's still pretty shitty. Yeah. Where are we now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. We need to.
There's
one more.
One more.
I say Arkham Knight.
No. Arkham Knight has to be in the top 10. That's one of the few games that I beat this year.
To be honest, it's between two that I would pick, and that'd be between Life is Strange and Monster Hunter. Or Fallout, actually, or Fallout.
See, I would put up that we should discuss Halo 5.
I don't even think that's a question. It is the best. It was the best multiplayer shooter released last year by far. It's a return to form. 343, listen to the community. They went away from their Halo 4 bullshit of like having loadouts and everything like that. They went back to like Halo 3, Halo 2 style. It's brought the community back together.
And to be fair, we did have a listener chime in and say that specifically pull out the multiplayer that it's.
Yeah,
it's fantastic. So I mean, I could back you up there.
Is February or January now, and we literally play this on the regular, almost like every couple days, and that's never happened with a Halo game with me since probably 3. That includes like 4, Reach, ODST, all that stuff.
I bought 2 family size Hot Pockets to get rec codes for Halo 5. Yeah.
You really
they had a code on the inside.
I bought a Red Bull for Destiny. That's not saying much, Jace.
That's like 12 Hot Pockets. That's a big box. And you know what? I mean, those are hard to carry. And
I rarely
the
ever.
The code is not printed that well on the inside, so it takes some doing. I got to like submit it to a website.
And then burn
and then
your
they
shit
send me something back, another code that I've got to put into fucking Xbox Live. And then they're like, here's some points so you can get a rec pack.
Yeah. So, I mean, the most
speaks volumes
the most fair thing to do, Jason, for me and you, because obviously Life is Strange and Monster Hunter is on the tail end of being booted to round out a top 10. So, you and I are in the same boat for these respective games. I mean,
we have to arm wrestle is what it comes down to, right?
Have you seen my arms? I got pretty stocky arms for a little guy.
I got
leverage.
You do have leverage?
I also have a hat on that I could turn around at any point fucking over the top style.
Shit. Are we? But you're not allowed curved wrists. It has to be straight wrists. So that means...
Yo, I got strength in my
wrists. And have you seen the arm, like official like arm wrestling leagues tables and everything? They actually make up for height. So people at a certain height...
Really?
Range, they can get a.
I figured it'd be like weight glasses,
like a phone book or something.
Arm wrestling booster seat.
This is totally true. Like if you're in a correct division, but someone is taller than you, they will allow you to have a thing that makes your elbow rest a little higher than the other person to match, so you can go by equal strength and not by arm length and everything. That's a true fact.
I miss the old days.
Of just man
against
the world.
So as such, if it is like an equal like arm strength kind of thing, maybe Life is Strange wins.
Here we go. Let's give it to the other guys. Let's have the swing vote.
I haven't played either of these, so I have no
clue. I know you haven't played either of you haven't played both of these games.
I played the demo for Life is Strange, and I haven't played a Monster Hunter game besides a demo like years ago, so I really can't say at all.
Here's what I'm going to say. All of the things that people say they hate about other games, they seem to love about Monster Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Monster Hunter is a grind fest from hell. And I mean, that's all it is.
Heaven, I think is what you meant
you
to
do
say,
it,
Chris.
You literally do the same thing over and over. And it's the same. It's what everybody hates about every other game. But for some reason,
There are a lot of people out there that give Monster Hunter the pass. And to be fair, other online games like that, they get a pass too with people that are fans. Mm-hmm. So, that's the only thing I'm going to put out there about Monster Hunter. I don't know enough about Life is Strange, and I don't know if I can.
Jason says Monster Hunter is the best Monster Hunter game. So it's like,
yeah. Well, Life is Strange is the best Life is Strange game.
Oh shit! he beat Jason.
Well, that.
Wait! Let me ask an important question, Travis.
Yeah.
Did you actually play Life is Strange?
Hey. Jesus Christ. I don't know what Jeff is trying. This is an aside. Jeff is not a part of this conversation. I don't know what Jeff is trying to get out of me right now. I am backing up. I will stand firm against my stance on my experience with Until Dawn.
No, I watched Bayonetta.
Okay, I'm with you on that.
Jeff, like a goddamn sentinel. You son of a bitch. Like a sentinel.
Poking the bear.
Until Dawn barely has any gameplay. It's quite different.
And Emily? Fuck her.
Yeah, fuck that bitch. She's terrible. I'm glad to see her die in the first place.
And what? Like Warren in Life is Strange? Like that dude's a jackass, right?
Yeah.
Do any of you guys feel...
See? There's no Warren in Monster Hunter.
I don't remember their fucking names. I know them by their real... Like Hayden Panettiere? Yeah, she's a bitch.
Jason, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Monster Hunter is way higher in your list than Batman.
Yeah, true.
And Travis...
That's a personal thing. Like, it's not a critical look.
No,
that's a personal thing.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. This is where it gets kind of tough.
Yeah.
I think Batman
deserves to be on the top 10.
All four of us played it. Did all four of us beat it? I'm pretty sure all four of us beat it.
Yeah,
we all beat it.
Yeah, we all beat it. In my opinion, it is the best of the Batman games at the Batman parts.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The only thing that brought it down was the Batmobile.
Okay, how about this? I will I'll go ahead and give up Life is Strange, but I'm warning you guys. I am not backing down the rest of the night.
No, I'm with you.
I will not back down the rest of the night.
I'm going to hop out. It's like I know Monster Hunter is not going to get a lot of
traction. Jason knows where I'm going. Life is Strange is gone.
Why would we just cut both of them?
No.
Life is Strange is gone. But I am not backing out.
I don't want that on my fucking conscience.
That's not on your conscience. I don't want that. Like realistically, whichever one you decide now, the next one's going.
I have to sleep tonight.
I'm okay with Life is Strange being gone.
Oh, fuck. Okay. But Monster Hunter is like the next to go.
That's what I'm saying. Like it's
Life
that.
Is Strange is the next to go. No one else played it.
No. Either way, I think both are gonna go.
Well, I think this is what really happens here. This is our top 11.
Yeah.
And now we have to cut it down to 5.
Yeah.
Okay. Because in reality, we could say that this is the top 11, or we can remove Monster Hunter and Life is Strange and say this is our top 9.
That's what I'm thinking. That's such a cop out.
Super dumb.
It's not really a cop out though, because I think that's the way it's going to go anyway. Because
that's really the way it is. You know, it basically boils down to you two having to arm wrestle. I mean, that's fucking what it is, you know?
You made me choke on my fucking beer, you son of a bitch.
And so, that's when you guys can make a really strong statement about one of those should be on there besides Fallout 4, which I don't think's going to happen.
I mean, that was number 9 on my list, so you're not going to get much. I mean, what can I argue?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I am, as I said, Fallout 4 was...
I'm not going to request something to be taken off.
The only game,
two on
the only game
list.
That got me away from Fallout 4 was Rocket League.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. But yeah, I think we do it that way. It can be a cop out. Who cares? We can't watch them arm wrestle, and whichever one we take off now, the next one's gonna go.
We've never copped out before, and we don't stop now.
Like, I don't
God
see
damn it.
Either
the
of those
The world
games.
Is listening.
For real, I would feel better cutting Monster Hunter before Life is Strange, to be
for
honest.
For one spot.
Because you know where I'm going. You know where I'm going when I say I am not fighting. I will. Fucking
there's no manipulation going on here, and I am actually speaking from like a critical standpoint. that was a very popular game, you know, in the eyes of a lot of critics, and I saw it in a lot of people's top 10 lists. Monster Hunter is a lot of more of the same. It's better, and it's probably one of the best.
But
this is also like, you know, a list indicative of our tastes, right?
Yeah, sure.
And Monster Hunter is not going to fall in anybody's radar but mine. But Life is Strange is, I think, interesting to a majority of us, even though Travis is really the only one that, you know, put in the work with it, right?
Yeah, that's true.
And in reality, more than anything, it's just a time thing. So
I see you, Monster Hunter.
Yeah.
You were so tasty, and I do love you.
All right.
But I think Life is Strange should stay on.
Then that's our top 10 right there.
Okay.
There we go.
So top 10 is Rocket League, Arkham Knight, Bloodborne, Witcher 3, in no particular order,
no,
by the way.
Just like,
Rise of the Tomb Raider, Ori and the Blind Forest.
No, this works out.
Metal Gear Solid 5, oh, Halo sure 5, does. Life is Strange, and Fallout 4.
Now we have to get it down
so
to 5.
So now we have to get it down to 5. I am now okay with sacrificing Fallout 4.
What?
I understand that it is.
Really?
Yes. Before Life I know is it's strange. Not going to get in the top 5. No. Well, so we've already, Travis is already on board with understanding that that's not going to make it to the top 5.
Sure.
I am on board with the understanding that Fallout 4 is not going to make it to the top 5.
Okay.
I am also on board with the fact that, well, actually, that's
Chris,
really a group decision.
Chris, I'll give you, I'm going to give you the first permission to be able to fight for it.
For what?
For Fallout, man. It's your number 2.
It's in top 10. I'm fine with that. I understand all, okay, here's the deal. As I said, I built my list based on how much fun I was having with each of those games, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but when I look at Fallout 4, I see all the flaws that everyone else sees. That doesn't mean I didn't have fun with the game, but I still see all those flaws. And
I don't want to base this on what we had the most fun at.
That's what I'm. Well,
because,
that's what I based my list
that's
on.
If that's the fact, I mean, we need to talk about the best game. Like,
Life is Strange takes number 10.
Travis, that's what I'm saying. My personal list is based on how much fun I had with each of these games.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that Fallout 4 is not one of the 5 best games this year.
Sure.
It was the most fun that I had. With a single player experience, especially.
Well, it just
but
made,
I understand it, that it's not
the only
one
reason
the
I empathize is because it made number 2 on your list. I would be okay with fighting for it for being top 5.
I'm completely okay with that. It's on the top 10. That's all I need.
Okay.
It's in the top 10.
That's fine.
I'm good.
So Fallout 4 is our number 10.
I'm going to take this and I'm going to put it over here.
Yeah, put it to the side or something.
Yeah. Let's see. I think the top 5 has to consist of.
No, we can do it this way.
I still think Life is Strange is not going to make our top 5. Like,
no,
I don't think
so either. No way. No way it's going to.
And
it barely made 10.
Yeah.
Like, I think Life is Strange should be the one to be cut now. And this is the only year I'm ever going to fight for Halo 5 because it's actually fucking really good, the multiplayer. That's never fought for Halo 5 in my life during these things. This year I'm going to do it because it's really good. And that's the only thing I can see you guys wanting to cut. After Life is Strange.
Right.
I'm honest. Right now, I'm thinking, what are the 5 best games on this list? And I think that these are those. So, Rocket League, MGS, Rise of the Tomb Raider, Witcher 3, and Bloodborne.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't really argue against that. I'd agree with that.
And that's the thing. It's like, I 100% understand that you want to fight for Halo 5.
Yeah. The only game I would put Halo 5 above is Witcher 3, to be honest with you. Just because I haven't put... I love Witcher 3, but I haven't put enough time into it, but you guys seem to love it, so I'm not going to go against
that. Yeah.
As long as Halo 5 is number 6, because I think that is deserving of being
put
right
a nail, put a nail in the post, guys. Halo 5, number 6.
Cause it's really
either way,
good.
I mean, it's there were a lot of good games this year. It's just getting on this list has got to be tough.
How did you guys remember last year?
Last year was easy.
Yeah. Last year was easy.
Yeah.
Like Ori.
Except for Jason's like volleyball baseball indie game that he wanted to shove in there. But other than that, it was pretty easy.
That was a hard won spot.
That was a tough spot to get it in. But I commend you for it, my friend.
All right.
So now we have to fight about the order.
Nothing else
switch over 5 and 4, and I think that's perfect for a game of the year list.
Where are we at? Let me see.
Oh, wow.
I can't agree. Oh,
wait, what?
Oh, fuck.
3, 4, 5.
I think you swap 4 and 3. I think it's perfect. Oh, I don't know, man.
Four and 5. Bloodborne above Witcher 3.
Are we basing this on what is the most fun?
Well, fun's subjective. You can't do it like
that. Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. Like, we're looking at this top 5.
If you want to put most fun, I'm going to put Halo 5 multiplayer almost right at the top. So
and then the
that.
Other 3 of us are going to say Rocket League.
But it's not a democracy, so you can't.
I think we should objectively talk about these games. I think we need to go back and because we agreed to talk very, very conservatively about the games when we were discussing our top 10.
So then you have to think of games now even though you didn't play, because three of these games you did not play. Two of them.
I think now is it, but I can appreciate Tomb Raider. I can agree that I love the first Tomb Raider, and every single person agrees that this is better than the first Tomb Raider, so I can appreciate that. So regardless
Tomb Raider would be number two for me.
I was going to say, Tomb Raider deserves to be in the top three, almost like hands down. That game is so good. It's like, the first one is amazing. The second one, I said this in the podcast, it's like, for me, it was the jump from Uncharted 2 to Uncharted 2. Like, the amount of stuff you can do, well, visuals doesn't really count because it's a new generation. It was just so much more. It was a lot deeper. The side quests actually meant something. You get something from them. The pacing was almost perfect. Storyline, but whatever.
Storyline was shit.
Yeah, storyline was not that good. But as an actual gameplay experience, that game was really solid. Like, very solid.
I would say that the weakest part was the storyline, and even that wasn't. It wasn't horrible, but it wasn't exactly creative or good either. So. Mm.
But
it was kind of a rinse and repeat.
But
kind
that's
of thing,
my point.
So.
I think we should have a 3 to 5 minute discussion between all of us right now.
Okay.
On each of these games, so we can discuss the criteria.
Well, okay. Well, Bloodborne.
That these games are based upon.
That was my number one. You guys, everyone had it on their list, I think, right?
I will. Yeah, everyone had it on their list. I would say that Bloodborne, for me, the big thing about Bloodborne. Is it made me interested in that type of game. Like the Souls games, I could not get into those at all. Mm. And granted, I did not play Bloodborne as much as I wanted to, but I wanted to. Like, I mean, that was the difference. It's like the Souls games, it's like I got like through like the first boss and then, you know, I was just like, I don't want to do this. You know, it was one of those things where it was just like, it's stressful and it's like, I have enough stress at fucking work. I don't need to come home and play these games for stress.
Right.
I didn't feel that with Bloodborne. Yes, it was difficult, but because it was a more aggressive style and you actually had the ability to, like, once you got hit, you had a time period where you could knock someone again and get your life back. That changed everything for me. I mean, that was a huge difference between those games.
Well, here's my thing. I'm going to pull an audible here. Because I said Bloodborne was my favorite because it was so surprising. I didn't think I was going to like that game. If I were to recommend games to someone, actually games I think that are better and people have more fun, I would almost put Ori or Halo 5 multiplayer in front of it. But how do you feel if we subbed out Halo 5 multiplayer for Bloodborne?
What?
Halo 5 for Bloodborne.
I can't do that.
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna be a sell.
Yeah, sorry.
That's really? A tough sell. The only reason
you didn't
Jason,
play it, and neither did Jason.
The thing is, Jason, like Jason,
I bought this
I'm
fucking
sorry.
Hot Pockets, motherfucker. Like I got stake in this.
You watched a YouTube video. That's you personally. That's fine. But, and I could, honestly, if I was thinking like the opposite way of what I used to, there's no way Bloodborne would have even been on my list. I would be like, I don't need any more Souls games, but it was awesome. I loved it. It was amazing. But as an actual game, what I think happened, like Bloodborne was amazing. I went back and played Dark Souls 2. I didn't think there was that much of a difference between the two games, even though I love them. Both of them made my list. Bloodborne's number one. Oh, yeah, they. Well, I played Dark Souls almost co-op the entire way, so we really had no problem with any of the bosses. But I think Halo 5 is, like, it's returned to form in a general aspect. Should be higher than, like, it's hard to explain. Like, Bloodborne is awesome. It's totally, totally niche. That's great. I understand that.
I don't think it's no. I think this is like
niche.
The most accessible and like widespread.
It's still
like,
totally niche. Like all my local game friends, out of every single person, like got it. I'm the only person who beat it. Everyone else didn't get past the first area. It's still really, really niche. It might be the most accessible. That's probably why I got into it. That's probably the reason why I was like, "Oh yeah, cool. I really like this game."
I totally don't have that impression. I guess like I talk to different people. You know, and I've talked to way more people that were way more into Bloodborne than they were the Souls stuff.
Oh, for sure.
And I know other people like you, Jeff, that didn't get into the Souls games played Bloodborne and then went back to the Souls games.
Sure.
Again, anecdotal, but it's...
Right, right, right.
From Software. I'm just going to say that's understandable. I'm just going to say this. Like, three out of the four people that are here have never played the multiplayer on Halo. All of you guys had Bloodborne low on your list, not even your top five, except for myself. And I'm the one saying that, honestly, like, as a game to recommend to people, like, if they're playing stuff, I'd be like, Halo 5 multiplayer is really, 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 really good. And all of you guys have it in your bottom five. I'm the only one who picked it number one, and I'm saying the Halo 5 multiplayer is really fucking awesome. Bloodborne only reason number one to me is because I was so surprised that I actually like a game like that. And three of you did not play it. Wow, Halo 5 multiplayer.
So,
yes. Because, like I said, I think Bloodborne's my number one personally. I don't think... If I were to come down to a random person saying, which game would you recommend... And you, whatever, I would probably go Halo 3 multiplayer just because, again, Bloodborne's so niche. But if we're going to look at where the placement are, like, you guys all had it in your bottom five.
Bloodborne?
Yeah.
No, like, I had the, like, seven, I think.
So that's it would be bottom five.
Yeah.
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 But my the reason why it's my number one is totally different than what, like, I don't think Bloodborne is, like I said before, I don't think it's the best game this year or last year. I really don't think it is. I'd probably recommend Rise of Tomb Raider, Metal Gear Solid, and probably Halo a recommendation over Bloodborne just because I know how niche it is. But I just loved it because I can't believe it got me into a genre that I thought I would never, ever, ever get into. Okay, whatever. Bloodborne number five. I'm happy either way, but just, yeah, that's fine.
There's totally something to be said for, like,
the Halo 5 multiplayer is like a really multiplayer good. Like, it brought back, like, yeah, Aces, Tyrone. All of us are playing this almost on a nightly basis. Like, this has not happened since 3. Like, it is really that good.
And 4, like, that didn't really have legs multiplayer-wise,
right? No, 4
did
not
at
all.
Like, I remember you guys being hot and heavy but it was only for, like, a few weeks.
It was probably
a
few weeks.
Like,
and
that.
It came out in October, September, and we're still playing it to, like, this. After this, I'm probably going to go and play some Halo 5 multiplayer with, like,
gross
Aces and Mustaches. Like, that's kind of what we do. It's really surprising how well it's held up.
Maybe I will too.
But I honestly don't really care.
I have to put in my other Hot Pocket code, though, before I start.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to get it. I don't have an argument over that over The Witcher, I don't think. The only game I possibly have. To be honest, I really don't care at this point. I just know at this point, you guys have not played it, I have played it, and you guys all have Bloodborne on the bottom of your lists.
Well, okay, so let me address this. To be fair, yes, Jason and I have not played the Halo 5 multiplayer. We played the single player co-op with you guys, and, you know, I want to go back and play it, but it's not like I'm drooling and thriving to go back and play this game.
Yeah,
you know, I understand. I understand
how I feel about the single player stuff. But
yeah, the single player stuff is crap. And
or campaign
and
or whatever.
Here's the deal. I mean, now we're getting into the conversation like Call of Duty. It's fucking half a game. It's like you buy it for the multiplayer and everything else is not.
Okay,
not,
then, okay, you know what? I'm going to pull out Rocket League then and be like, that is only multiplayer. Yeah. So why can I signal out the best part of a two-part game versus an only multiplayer game? Which I'm not saying to take Rocket League off here. God, no, I'm not doing that. But that's not fair. Yeah, that is not fair to be like, because one area is so good, but the other one's not, but one game only has multiplayer. It's a Titanfall thing all over again.
Rocket League has single player.
Single player, dude. It's the equivalent of what Titanfall multiplayer is. It's not single player. Or not single player, I mean, sorry. It's the same argument
Halo
had two
years ago. Is a really good multiplayer game. That's what they really focused on. That single player stuff was ramshackle, thrown together, out of order. It's fucked up. It's not great,
But that's fucking not what you're playing Halo for, to be honest.
No, you're playing Halo for the multiplayer.
I agree.
That is what people play Halo for.
Yeah. I don't think I'd really knock it down that far for not having a great campaign. But.
No, and I'm not. Understand. It's on there for a reason, and I'm not saying it's not. But, you know, they actually make a big deal about the Halo campaign, and I just didn't think it was a big deal, you know?
No, I didn't think it was either. Yeah. It's still the secondary thing to what they're trying to do, which is the multiplayer. Actually, I'm looking at this. I'm actually fine with it being number six. Like, I can go either way. Like, I would even put it above Witcher 3, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Whoa! Okay. All right.
Again, only because I just went back to Witcher 3 and I fucking love it, only because I haven't beat it yet and whatever, but. All right. Fine. Halo stands at six. No one's going to budge.
Jeff, I commend you, and I know what it's like to feel lost.
Yeah, it happens every year, Jason.
Yeah.
If it's a game no one else did, it's got no shot.
Son, I fucking like hundreds of hours, at least 300 hours into Monster Hunter.
Yeah.
I fucking love the shit out of that game. I know, man.
No, it's fine.
I feel you.
I'm cool with it being number six.
My heart goes out. It does. Monster Hunter.
It really deserves to be number four, but that's fine.
All right. Let's see. I think based on what else is here, Bloodborne belongs at five. Okay. So now I don't know how to go forward from here.
Masterfully crafted fucking game. Like, and I think it's too dense and too deep for a lot of people. It's such a huge investment. And I think that's kept a lot of people away, and it's a shame. Right? Because, man, fucking everything down to just like the fucking weird side quest, seemingly insignificant NPCs is just so fucking well written and so interesting and much more than so many other games. I'm wow. That fucking game.
I don't think it's great at all.
I think it's serviceable. Yeah.
Yeah, it works. My argument against that would be difficulty level shouldn't have to. If combat system should be fun regardless of difficulty.
There's something to be said for like a strategic action game. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, they made the combat way better this time around. Yeah. I should just be able to hack through fucking anything. Yeah.
But what's the way it's supposed to be played, though? If a game is a certain way it's supposed to be played, then that doesn't click with me. A game, you shouldn't have to figure out a way to play it. Mm-hmm.
He's a better Batman than Batman sometimes.
What's the argument here? I don't even know. We haven't even said anything that's coming up. We were just talking about Richard randomly.
You gave me a stage to talk about The Witcher. And I will admit that, like, I'm a little disappointed even in myself, especially in myself, you know, that I haven't beaten this game, you know, and
well, that should say something too, but
I think very few games, like a time spent should say something. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying, like,
because are same you thing I've always said, because like game, I didn't have the drive to finish it. Is that
kind of like argument? In a way, I was fucking wish this I game had the time, kind of like
because it is it's a time commitment,
yeah,
kind of thing, you know.
No, not big.
I've fucking played thus far, even if it was just
again,
like,
I'm not arguing. We're not even talking about another Baron game quest, the list.
It's like that is still fucking like so much better than a lot of the shit that I played this year.
Okay.
Witcher 3 is real fucking good. Like
it
from
is good.
A critical and like emotional standpoint, like that's a great fucking game. Okay. We have some testimony for Witcher 3.
Mm-hmm. I think it deserves in the top 3. I think it's definitely in the top 3.
I agree, it needs to be in the top 3. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, it's bad. That's real bad.
Yeah, but Rise of Tomb Raider, I think, plays a lot. Like, we can't compare it just story to story, gameplay against main gameplay against the overall package. Because, yes, yeah, Rise of Tomb Raider has a shitty. You know what else has a really shitty story? Fucking Rocket League and Halo 5. Like, we talk about, like, story to me doesn't fucking matter. It's about how the game plays. Well, for a game that, for something like Life is Strange, yes.
That's why Travis doesn't bother with gameplay. He just watches it. Shit. I chose my moment. I got it.
Oh, Travis's butt hurt. He's so butt hurt. You're so butt hurt. Jason is so much better than mine. God. It was the same joke. But they don't play well.
And that is a matter of opinion, and that's not one that we're going to bring up now.
No, yeah. It's not in here. But Tomb Raider plays very, very well. Yes, storyline isn't the greatest, but the minute-to-minute gameplay of that game is so solid. The set pieces and everything involved in it are fantastic.
Yeah.
They are great. Like, and then we can talk, if we're going to talk in like that kind of shit, Witcher 3 saws a lot of glitches and shit in it that you see, but that doesn't matter to me. That's like,
okay. Can I, yeah, since we mentioned that, can I ask you guys a question? Did you experience any glitches with Rise of the Tomb Raider?
No.
Yeah. I fell through with the environments a couple times.
I came across two major ones. One of them I emailed you guys about. I don't know if you guys even remember. I said, you know, what's up with the shaky cam?
Yeah. I didn't get
there was
that.
Literally a point about. Where, like the camera went so fucking crazy that when I pulled up a gun in my inventory, like when I was at a campfire and I pulled up a gun in my inventory, the gun was like moving back and forth across the screen.
That's
like
really
super,
fucked
like
up.
Ridiculous. And as I exited the game, came back in.
Wow.
Right. I exited the game, came back in, and it was fine. And then there were two occasions when all of a sudden my senses didn't work. Like that's I would click on the right stick and it just wouldn't do it. And I exited, came back in, and then it fixed it. It's like, it's like fucking Windows. You restart and it all fixes itself. So, you know, it's, I think that in reality, there's no, like, even with the games that we've got here, you know, with the exception of maybe Rocket League, because it's kind of a condensed thing.
you know, glitches are going to be a part of these games because they're rather large. So I don't really.
Yeah, they're going to happen.
Consider
regardless.
That a big. Yeah, it's going to happen. So I don't really consider that like a downfall for any of them personally.
My thing with Tomb Raider is like it's a super super solid fucking like all around great game, right? But mm-hmm. it doesn't really. There's not a ton that is like wow. Do you know what I mean?
I totally disagree with you. Like I.
Like there's those big spectacle moments for sure when I'm looking at it and I'm like, damn, fuck, that's really, really cool. But like the gameplay, yes, very fun, right? The collectibles, they made that pretty fun. There's lots of things to do inside the world, which is way better than the first one. Mm-hmm. The story just really, really fell flat and almost just like fucking.
No, I understand that.
Really?
But I would say Rise of Tomb Raider is more fun to play than The Witcher 3. Witcher 3 has better writing, has a better story. But
that's
I don't
subjective.
Think it's as fun.
That's subjective to the well,
everything
type of
we're talking
gamer
about is subjective.
You are, though.
I could say that Tomb Raider
has
the best
story. But you say subjective all the time, and we never fire back at you.
Everything's subjective.
Like it's
no, but Travis, I could say Rise of Tomb Raider has the best story, and you can't say anything about it because that would be subjective. But
oh yes,
I'm
I
saying,
can. I will.
Jason can.
No, but oh my God, see, this is where it's like one sided. I am saying like yes, Rise of Tomb Raider does not have a good story. But the gameplay mechanics, I think, are more tight. Like, when you're actually having combat in Tomb Raider, multiple combat, it's more fluid and just, I don't know, it clicks more. Like, when I'm having fun in The Witcher isn't when I'm doing combat. It's
when I'm doing the other stuff. That because of the fact that the questions that you had regarding how do you play The Witcher, how are you supposed to play The Witcher 3 makes me think that you're just trying to go in there and beat shit up with your sword. And that is not The Witcher.
No, but also, getting ready for combat isn't the combat mechanics. That's what you prep for the combat. Like I know I play The Witcher. I'm probably the only one here besides Jason.
I think it has a lot to do with
the
combat.
Did you play 1, 2, and 3?
I played all three Witchers.
Yeah, so as well as I did.
And every single Witcher that came out, every single Witcher that has come out, all right, CD Projekt Red was way ahead of the curve. Every single fucking game that released, they were always ahead of the curve, and they still are with Witcher 3.
Hey Jason,
yo!
I just wanted to tell you I love you, man.
I'm just gonna say this is another game that Travis has not played.
I just picture you and me sitting on the couch, fucking against. Snuggling.
So Chris, Jason, and myself, yo. I think we should be the ones in this conversation.
I'm not arguing against Tomb Raider as much as I'm arguing for Witcher 3.
But
I'm not the only thing I said about Tomb Raider was that two of you agreed that the story is garbage.
No, all three of us did.
That is the all three of us did. Yeah. That's the only thing I'm arguing versus Tomb Raider. I'm not arguing the gameplay is tight. I'm not arguing that it is fun to play and that it's fluid. I'm not arguing that. I'm only arguing the fact that you guys all agreed that the gameplay is shitty and there are hundreds of thousands of people that will agree. Yeah, the story. And there are hundreds of thousands of people that will agree that The Witcher 3 combat is fluid and is good. But it also has the story to back it up. And that's up to and including the main narrative and the side quests. So I think what I'm saying is extremely valid. I'm not arguing versus anything that I haven't played.
I had a lot of fun shooting shit in Tomb Raider. I love the freeform aspect of it. It's like I can go at this with SMGs, I can go at this a stealth route, I can throw fucking explosive, you know, cans of nails at people. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of fun. With The Witcher, like I said, it's serviceable. Like that, it is fluid.
Well, Chris,
like,
pipe
you know,
up.
You
have Rise of Tomb Raider above Witcher 3 on your list.
I do, but I don't.
I feel like
I'm
doing
I can
two
make...
uphill battles in a row here. Like I need. Well,
and that's the thing. It's like so. I and Jeff, I agree. It's kind of you're getting kind of beat up here.
Yeah,
but I don't really have. Oh shit! Did I just close it? Okay.
Why did you like Rise of Tomb Raider more than The Witcher 3?
Because it was more fun.
That's my
like
that
I had
is
more fun with
go-to.
It, and that's yeah. and that's fine. But you know, I don't. That's the thing. It's like I don't know if that's enough of an argument to push it above. And that's the thing. It's like from with okay. This is my opinion. Okay, we haven't gotten this far, so don't like shoot my ass down right away. The three that we have in the middle here, I think they can go either way. All three of them could be in any position. It's all based on your experience with the game at that particular time.
Now, don't give me that crap, Riccio. Not everybody gets a fucking participation
trophy. Jason, shut the fuck up. I'm talking. 11th place. Congratulations. I really think it boils down to, you know, I don't even know how to put it. It's like, to me, if we're talking straight gameplay, right? If we're talking straight gameplay, I think MGS5 is number two, period. Because the gameplay in that game is so fantastic.
I honestly think our number one and two should stay exactly as they are. I think we're going for 3, 4, and 5 here.
So now we're talking about 3 and 4.
Let's work our way to 1 and 2. I mean, save some fun for the end. Right?
Yeah. I mean, whereas I agree with you, we may be arguing about that later.
That being said, I will fuck, if we're talking about, if we're already foreshadowing 1 and 2.
I'm sorry, I just gave up on Halo in this argument. I'm not giving up on Rise Tomb Raider. I think Rise Tomb Raider is legitimately a better game than Witcher 3.
I will, if the other guys agree, I will let go of this fight.
I personally had more fun with Rise of the Tomb Raider. That does not mean that I'm not going to go back to Witcher and play it.
No,
and I
still
it's a
love
game.
Witcher 3, yeah.
I do think that Jeff has a point that The Witcher 3, whereas yes, the gameplay is fantastic, but you're also, you know, you also have this lull where you have to figure out how to do research and figure out how to defeat a boss and get the right poisons to put on your blade and that kind of thing. And yes, I think that's kind of cool. I think it's super interesting too, but that's the thing, right? People, and there's a lot of people like Jeff that don't. You know, I think it's super interesting as well because it adds an intellectual objective to the game itself. And I think that's fantastic. But if you're just trying to sit down and have fun with a game and you just want to beat the shit out of something, Witcher's not that game. Rise of the Tomb Raider can be.
Can I pull you guys real quick?
Go for it.
Tomb Raider, Rise of the Tomb Raider, certainly better than the first Tomb Raider, which was 100%. Also, you know, really, really good, right? Do you think Rise of the Tomb Raider is better than some of the Uncharted games?
I think it's better than all of them, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Yeah. I would have to go back and play some of them again. Like, I've said this about the original Tomb Raider. I think that, personally, that Uncharted 2, in my opinion, was still a better game.
Yeah.
I would have to go back and play Uncharted 2 again. To decide whether or not Rise of the Tomb Raider was better.
So it's in question. That's all I want to hear.
It would be in question. Yes, it would be in question.
That's all I need to hear. If you guys were like, no, Uncharted's better, then I would have been, fuck you.
No, if I thought Uncharted better,
Witcher 3
would be up on my list.
Is number one.
Uncharted 2 is one of my favorite games, like, ever.
I just want, can I get it from you, Jeff? Mm-hmm. Rise of the Tomb Raider is better than Uncharted.
Yes. But everyone's going to be like, who fucking cares? He's the Xbox guy, so.
Jeff, I want to hear you fucking say it.
Rise of the Tomb Raider is better than the Uncharted series. Every one of them.
Yes.
Chris.
Yeah.
It's in question. I cannot answer that question.
As a game.
Just say,
Uncharted has a better story,
better
characters.
It's probably better.
it is possible that Rise of the Tomb Raider is a better game than Uncharted 2.
Does Tomb Raider have anything near the ship level? In Uncharted 3.
It has his own ship.
Does it have anything near that?
You're not helping.
That whole stage is fucking amazing. Yeah, it's the pinnacle
dumb,
of
fucking,
Uncharted.
Fucking that's like a Sasquatch thing that are fucking
Jason.
Guys
yeah, Jason. Your hate for Uncharted, considering how much you like Tomb Raider, your hate for Uncharted is completely fucking irrational, dude. I'm just throwing this out there.
It is bullshit.
Completely fucking
it is
irrational.
Fucking grounded
it is the same
fact.
Goddamn thing.
Fucking love
it's
Chris.
It's the same goddamn thing,
I
bro.
Love Chris. So
it's the
is
same
bullshit.
Thing. Bullshit enough. It's the same
Uncharted
2
is a fucking shit-ass piece of garbage.
Then Rise of the Tomb Raider is, too.
No,
the
no,
same
no,
goddamn
no,
thing.
No. Right. The Tomb Raider series are way more...
fucking thing, man.
Have gameplay to them, and
so does Uncharted. I know, I love Uncharted, but...
And it sucks.
It's
really bad.
Uncharted is
and,
good
and you know what?
Piece,
you, okay, do you want to go there? Enemies. Because I'll be honest with you, I hated the fucking gunplay in Rise of the Tomb Raider. It drove me fucking nuts. It was all over the place.
Wow.
We're getting to the truth
now. The plot is thickening. Oh my God.
That's you really want me to be honest with you.
All you,
you
can,
really
the only
want me to be honest
do is Uncharted, when, or run, climb, and shoot.
And here's the problem. What do you, fuck? You do the same fucking thing in Tomb Raider.
No, you can swing. You can jump and swing.
Oh, wow, you can
I'm
going to
go get a refill. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Guess what? The new Uncharted has swinging too. So because a new Tomb Raider has swinging, a new Uncharted can too, right? Look, it's the same damn game. It's the same thing. It is. It is the same.
I think Tomb Raider's got the better game mechanics.
And hating one and loving the other.
Stories and characters.
Regardless, they're the same thing.
They're
the amount of difference between one and the other is negligible in my opinion.
Tomb Raider or not Tomb Raider? Uncharted is a straight linear game, like straight linear. That's all you can do is progress a story. Rise of Tomb Raider and in Tomb Raider First, there's side quests and you can go in small open areas, but there's still open areas. You can decide where you want to go.
Yeah, and that's a really cool feature. But then you have to go through the linear story. I mean, it's the same thing, dude. Well, it's the same thing with like little
Anyway, why are we talking about Uncharted? Who cares? There was no Uncharted game.
I don't know. I didn't bring it up. Fucking Jason did, and he fucking left already.
He left.
Irrational son of a bitch.
You can argue this next year when Uncharted 4 is out.
And gets Game of the Year. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. No,
it's No Man's Sky.
And seriously,
we all know it's No Man's Sky.
No, it's going to be fucking
go
Horizon Zero
planet,
Dawn,
dude.
Bitch.
I agree. It will be
it's
Horizon.
It's going to be Horizon Zero Dawn.
Though I will fight tooth and nail for Persona 5. Let's be real.
We never played any of these games yet. Jesus Christ.
So here's my honest thing about Tomb Raider. Yes, I did have issues with the gunplay. However.
But did you have issues with
however,
the Uncharted
let
gunplay,
me finish,
though?
Dude.
Like an honest question?
No, but there's a reason. What? Let me get to it, dude. Okay. Let me finish my fucking sentence. The reason that I think that I had an issue with Rise of the Tomb Raider is because I was so accustomed to how good the mechanics were in Destiny as a shooter. So when I moved from that over to Tomb Raider, it's completely different. Mm-hmm. It's oversensitive and I'm like overshoot. Like when I pull out a gun, the bow was great. I didn't have any problem with the bow, but most of the time I was in stealth when I was using it. If I was like legitimately hiding in cover and coming out with the gun and trying to shoot guys, like the sensitivity was kind of all over the place and I couldn't judge it right. So no, I didn't have trouble with the Uncharted gameplay, but that's mostly because I didn't play Destiny. If I went back and played Uncharted right now, I'd probably fucking hate it. You know?
So as far as the story is, let's play
Destiny.
Because the gunplay would not be nearly as good as Destiny.
Well, obviously
it's
not.
It's sloppy.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I've played so much
that's what
Destiny.
I've been saying for years.
I've played so much Destiny. I've gotten used to that gameplay and how good the gameplay is. And going back to Rise of the Tomb Raider and thus going back to Uncharted.
If you went
difficult.
Back to Uncharted, you'd be like, holy shit, this is even worse than Rise of the Tomb Raider.
That may be true.
Uncharted's shooting mechanics are pretty bad.
That may be true.
Is Tomb Raider number 4?
No. I don't think we've decided that yet.
No. Damn it. I'm sorry. I'm not backing down. Fuck it. Like, I gave up on Halo 5 against Bloodborne, which is my number one. So fuck that shit.
Yeah.
If we're
going
to put Tomb Raider
number
4, I want to go back the whole Halo thing against Bloodborne.
That's not going to happen.
I'm not giving up on 2 in a row. I'm sorry. It's not happening. I honestly think Rise of Tomb Raider is a better game than Witcher 3 in every aspect.
And I would throw my feather in that hat.
Oh, damn it. Well, I mean, I got you guys to say that, you know, Tomb Raider is better than Uncharted, so. That was my consolation prize.
That's not what you did, but
it
is
okay. Recorded. It's on the record.
And you're fucking irrational.
I was trolling a little bit. I was playing that up a little bit.
A little bit. Trolling a little bit.
You get us talking. I'm going to go leave for a second.
Yep. That was great.
And yeah. As you leave, we're like, well, why are we talking about Uncharted? Because the irrational
suckers.
Bastard who left brought that shit up.
All right. So before we start talking, so I think it's agreed right now, top five, 5 through 3, Bloodborne, Witcher 3, Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Wait, what happened?
Are we going to agree with
that's
that?
That's where we are. Yeah, I think that's where we are.
Wait.
To be absolutely honest, number five? Like, these top five, I don't care. They're interchangeable. I don't really give a shit. But for the stance that I
you're
just backed out on fucking Halo.
You're fighting an awfully lot about this for it to be interchangeable.
No, that's what I'm saying. Because I'm the one who just gave Halo 5 for not even being in the top five. I'm sticking with my Rise of the Tomb Raider. That's the.
I mean, it's just the top five list, Jeff. It's not a. I mean, that's.
Oh,
not
well,
be personal
let's be honest.
It.
The top two aren't moving.
Are we sure about that?
Unless someone is going to have a good argument that there should be someone taking Metal Gear Solid 5 or Rocket League's place.
I got the guns warmed up. I will fucking arm wrestle.
I will fucking go tooth and nail on this.
Tooth and nail on
because I love both of these fucking games.
But I don't think anyone's going to argue for a game that's better than those two. In terms of what we thought.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Yeah.
Can we have it out with Metal Gear Solid? Like why we think it's like at number two?
Again, it's the same. For me, it's the same thing as Bloodborne. I didn't think I was going to like it. I was like, I'm not really a big Metal Gear fan.
Really? Oh, wow.
And okay. I put in 70. I don't know how many hours I put into it, but I put in so much into it. And I was like, holy shit, this is actually a really fucking. Actually, I put a tweet out at some point playing, and I'm like, it would be a fucking miracle if there's any other game that came out this year that I would think I would like better than Metal Gear Solid 5. I like really fucking loved it. So I'm not going to argue against this being anywhere outside of the top two at all.
Yeah, for me, it's just that there was so much variety of how you could approach any scenario. The fact that you could do missions in any order. The fact that you had multiple companions you could bring along with you. Mm-hmm. A lot of weapon variety. You know, a lot of mission variety. And then, you know, the building of the base was very easy and approachable. And, you know, for the most part, I just think that they did everything right. And here's something, you know, I did not have problems going from Destiny to the Metal Gear Solid gameplay. The guns
was really
at
solid.
All.
You know, we just spent a lot of time talking about gameplay versus, you know, three separate different games and everything. But, you know, for a game as massive as this, and, you know, I can argue with your three all day in terms of how I believe how smooth and how good the gameplay is and everything versus other games. But when you look at a game that is equally as massive and it still offers a stellar opportunity to not just play well, but play well doing whatever you want. No game's been able to do that like Metal Gear.
Well, it's also pretty barren too, though.
It's but
there's
why
not
is that
much
a distraction?
Going on.
You're in Afghanistan. It's fucking barren.
No,
like,
but nothing
I don't
changes
understand.
Though. The guys don't like. It's not like Witcher or like Fallout or like a Grand Theft Auto where there's people walking around aimlessly and randomly. It's literally.
But those people don't do anything. Those people have no bearing. On
I know, but
whatsoever.
It still takes something away from
it takes,
the consoles
it, it,
doing.
It legitimately so. Takes place in places where there are not large groups of people because of the fact. That these places in real life do not have large
no,
groups
but what
of
I
people.
What I mean is when you get deployed into each certain area where there's enemies, they're in the exact same place every single time. They do the exact same AI things every single time. There's nothing dynamic in Metal Gear Solid 5 at all. Literally nothing.
What?
Yeah, I don't.
What do you mean? What? What's dynamic?
There's a lot of fucking. That game is like based around fucking emergent gameplay.
No. Emergent gameplay. Yes, I'm saying there's like dynamic about.
Give me what you mean by dynamic. What dynamic gameplay? Okay, let me ask you this: what dynamic gameplay did you need from Metal Gear?
Nothing. You're twisting what I'm saying.
You said there was none.
How impressive!
I'm saying what you need.
No. You were saying how impressive was how it's an open world game. That did this as a no other open world game have done that, but
I think they
every
handle
other
action
game,
the best in like an open world game. Like the open world elements to that game, not that great.
That's
I'll be honest
what I'm
about
saying.
That.
Who here actually played that game as an open world game? Who actually literally went mission to mission without going to the mission screen? Anyone?
I can't say that I did. Anyone? Yeah, because it was real boring in between.
Yeah, because there's nothing. Like, there's nothing going on. And every single station was the same. Like the AI didn't change. Where the placement wars of the enemies didn't change. It was an awesome open world thing. Like, again, well, I love Metal Gear, but I don't think you can make the direct comparison to something in Metal Gear to Fallout, to Witcher, to any open world game and say, like, it did, like, open world better. I don't think it did open world better.
No, and no one's saying that at all, but you got to understand it from what the developers are trying to deliver to you. They were not trying to deliver a dense and filled... an activity-riddled open-world game. it's mission to mission stuff. They literally wanted to make what they felt was their best Metal Gear, which was Peace Walker, mm-hmm. and deliver it to a next generation console. That was their goal. They wanted to build upon what they did on a restrictive console, and I think based on that, it's way more. I mean, they did that and then some. Like I really did. I mean, and you know, I mean, you guys know me, man. I am a story fanatic. So whenever, you know, a Metal Gear comes out and it's announced, I'm like, okay, well, what kind of shit are they going to draw? And this was so bare bones on story. And I still there was more story in Peace Walker than there was in Metal Gear Solid 5. And I like Metal Gear Solid 5 way more than Peace Walker. And it's because of the fact that they didn't have to offer storyline. They knew that their gameplay was so intact. Maybe they wanted more and their timetables didn't coexist with what they wanted realistically. But at the end of the day, they were still able to give you the story that was needed. And that fucking ending. I mean,
who just went?
Don't.
That was me.
Okay, Jason.
You're going to tell me that ending, the way this game plays out, the ultimate reveal, and what that leads to in the subsequent
was
Metal
anything
Gears,
but insulting?
You yeah. don't. Why oh. was that? Okay, hold on, guys. Is the statute of limitations is up on the spoilers for?
I don't. Oh,
it's
I don't
we're doing
so.
Game theory. It doesn't. There's spoilers or let them.
Oh, play. Come on now. No.
Oh, some people haven't played it.
What? No, we're not. We're not spoiling. No, we're not okay. spoiling the end. I was not impressed with the ending. I. It fell like seriously like. It happened, and it made a sound like, and that's what happened.
Jason, you do not believe that the ultimate ending of this game.
Ultimate ending. It was an ultimate, like, fuck you, maybe.
You don't think that it sheds immense light on not just, I mean, it doesn't shed immense light on all the way to the original NES Metal Gears.
Oh, no, come on. Like, you're talking about, like, Ghost Babel stuff and, like, you know, different...
No, the NES, the Nintendo, Metal Gear 1 and 2.
Yeah, I know.
Ghost Babel's not even canon.
It's not?
It's not canon, no.
That not try and bring it into
canon? It's not canon. It's not whatsoever canon.
I think it tried to bring Ghost Babel into
nowhere
canon.
Near canon.
Is that in the guidebook that Kojima released? I don't know.
I'm just... Dude, I'm just saying, like, it...
I did not care for the ending.
Before I played that game, if you would have told me how much I know stories in that, like,
It answered, like, virtually zero questions, and it raised more fucking questions than
I don't think it raised any questions whatsoever.
No, I can't agree with that at all.
There are no questions. There's zero questions. Every single plot has a point A to point Z now. Every single one. We can talk about this off air so where there are no spoilers for people who haven't finished the game like Chris or anything, but like
I've wiped a lot of that from my mind because it was just like, oh, fuck you. I don't have a very good testimony to the story in Metal Gear Solid 5. The gameplay, however.
Again, this is not the narrative showpiece that any other Metal Gear is. It is not. Like right. I said, Peace Walker has more storyline than Metal Gear Solid 5. But I'm just saying that the plot points that they dished out were significant. And then the things that Kojima were trying to say, yeah, it can be kind of pretentious in terms of how they kind of lead into everything. But I for whatever Kojima was going for, I got it. Like I understood, I absorbed what he was talking about. And then later on when I was reading other people's, and please, by all means, I'm not saying that I got it, you didn't, you're stupid. I'm not saying that whatsoever. It's just, you're going to interpret it in your own way. And the way I interpreted it was just brilliance and how they do it. Because there are things that you do in the very beginning of the game that when you get to the very end of the game, you're like, oh my God, wow. And I felt that way. So, I mean, I just feel that. That was...
I don't like a lot of M. Night Shyamalan and Ding Dong movies.
I don't think it was very M. Night, to be honest with you. Like, really? I just... I In terms
this
of
is,
the way...
This is another example of Jason trolling.
But it's also... No, I don't think it is. No. I think Jason has very, very... Jason's not alone in his argument. There are some okay. people who just... They're not getting... I don't want to say he didn't absorb it, but there are just some people that absorbed it and received it and just flat out didn't like it. And that's fair. But...
Maybe it wasn't what I was expecting. Like, exactly. I kind of wanted like a neat wrap-up. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel like I got that. I felt
well, we
like
got
it's
the
like,
wrap
here's
up.
It. Hold
the wrap-up was Metal Gear Solid 4. That was the wrap-up. I mean, we got the wrap-up.
But
now
that
it's
doesn't
the
count.
Bridge. But now it's the bridge between the old and the I don't want to say the new, but yeah, the old and the new.
I just oh my God. I just realized that we're just like talking about the logistics and like, you know, how much sense the Metal Gear Solid story makes, and it never has. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't agree with that either.
I don't have a dog in this fight.
Right. But at the end of the day, I mean, they transition.
And it used to be dumb in a good way. And for me, it's dumb in a really bad way this time.
And again, I will humbly disagree. But cool. At the end of the day, Kojima and company decided to say, you know what? Storyline is going to take a backseat, and we're going full on gameplay.
Yeah,
and I think what
yeah.
they hit.
So,
they
you would say that gameplay trumps storyline.
Well, but in this game, and what the developers wanted to deliver, again, Jeff, going for your gotcha moment, and you're not going to receive
any
indication whatsoever. Because of the fact that the developers had a plan. The developers said, "Okay, with what we have and what we have to offer, this is what we're going to give our fans," and they wanted to put gameplay over the story this time around. And even though it's a Metal Gear game and there are certain expectations that come with that, I think they knocked it out of the park. Because the gameplay is...
It's fun.
It's fucking...
Even though the story is not so much. Would you...
But I still...
True or not true?
I think the story is not as in-depth, but I think it is still well serviceable to the story. And then... When I got to the ending, the way I interpreted it, I think it paid off. The payoff for me was well enough to go to, and it allowed me to make sense into the fact that why the story was so low-key during the bulk of the game. It just made sense to me. It clicked. I felt it. So
it's like, oh, that's why they've been depriving me of fucking story up until the very, very end. Oh, I get it now. I feel great.
I mean, in a way, that's true. I mean, you can God say that damn. In a specific tone, but in a way, that's true. Yes.
Gross.
A little bit different. Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Deja vu.
Regardless, like, the fucking gameplay, like, completely overshadows any story. Qualms I have about the fucking storyline.
My thing was that.
And is, like, as emotionally invested as I am in like the Metal Gear Solid, you know, fucking series, and you know, as pissed off as I was about the fucking storyline, and seriously, like 120 hours, I think I put into that game. Like I really fucking enjoyed
same here. The only game I wanted to play missions again because I thought they were fun.
Yeah,
and just to do them a different way. I didn't give a shit about the storyline. I liked the ending. I'm with Travis. I actually really liked. I liked Chapter 2 more than Chapter 1 because of the storyline shit. But the gameplay just was almost
I mean, come on,
perfect.
The medical unit scene. I'll just say that. The medical unit scene.
Pause? I don't feel bad.
No, the whole mission inside the med unit broke me. Like, there's no other game that resonated so much emotion inside of me after... Since that scene, there's no game that had a scene for me than that whole gameplay scene in the medical bay. It just broke me. It was very very hard to do, and it makes sense within the character of Big Boss, which resonates into the ending of why Big Boss is who he is, and who Big Boss is who he is. It's huge. I think it's huge.
Again, I don't even know what we're arguing at this point because I really don't think we're talking about a game that's going to knock it off here. Unless someone's making an argument to knock it off of number two.
I'm not. I think it's a very solid number two, for sure.
Is anyone going to put anything above Rocket League?
Against their fucking best judgment. I will. Well, I mean, All right. This is a personal thing. Rocket League is absolutely my like top game of the fucking year. I haven't had this much fun with a game in I don't know how long. So that's my argument.
See, I wouldn't even leave the argument at that. I would go as far as to say that not only it is the most fun that I've had, it is also one of the most approachable games that have been released this year. And where it's easy to learn, hard to master, it's one of those types of games.
Dude, and it fucking epitomizes that. Oh my God.
It very much epitomizes that. Oh, Jesus. And and the gameplay is rock solid. I mean, it is fantastic all the way around.
They've been working on it for years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's similar to, you know, their previous outing, Rocket but League, I mean, they've spent that time like fine tuning that fucking game.
Let me just start with the caveat is this before right. I get any shit.
Open beer number three.
I am okay with Rocket League being number one, but it breaks my goddamn heart that we would put Rocket League over a year that gave us like Witcher 3 and Metal Gear Solid. I mean, when you look at those games as a whole,
say it's gonna break your heart that we do that.
I mean, do you guys get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying. Like those are two. Like
what you're saying that games that now you're thinking now you're including like a budget in Game of the Year.
I'm not putting a budget. I did not say that whatsoever.
No. I don't think he is. Like. I think I get Travis going, like, years and years and years down the road, people are going to be talking about Metal Gear Solid 5 and probably The Witcher 3.
10 years from now, no one's going to be talking about Rocket League.
Yeah, Rocket League's not going to be, like, a thing.
And it breaks my fucking heart. And I love Rocket League, guys. You know I do. You know I have so much fun.
All the more reason
so
to talk
much
about
fucking
it now.
Fun. But, I mean...
No, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. Rocket League is the most fun I've had playing any game this year. However, I understand, like, I would be willing to flip 1 and 2, but that's only because MGS 5 is so good. It is so good.
I think I touched on this at like the top of the show. It's like when I set out to, you know, make this list, you definitely come, you know, with it with like a critical eye. And it's like, you know, I had Witcher 3 and Metal Gear Solid 5 like higher than Rocket League. I had that maybe at number 5. Mm-hmm. But when I like, you know, really, when I look deep inside, it's like, I don't think I'd, you know, even with Monster Hunter, I don't think I've played a game, you know, more than Rocket League or had as much fun, just like across the board.
And that's the thing. It's like, how many times did we get like a 8 people into a party and just play ridiculous 4-on-4 games that are so hectic
and it's a blast.
And so much
and,
fun.
And to Rocket League's credit, I think, and this is going to sound corny, but I think playing Rocket League, the 4 of us already have a pretty good camaraderie. I mean, you can't base it on this show, listeners, but we have a very, very good camaraderie between each other. And Rocket League.
You all fucking suck. I'm out.
And Rocket League multiplies that when we play together because it's nothing but congratulating each other on awesome shots and good moves.
And telling you you're
even
a fucking
if you're
idiot
on the other
for
team.
Missing that fucking block.
Yeah, right.
Like, we've all been there.
But the funny thing is you curse yourself more than anybody would ever curse you.
Oh, for
like,
sure. That's right.
But, like, and it does that. So, like I said, I do want to at least mention that it breaks my heart that we've had so many good games like Bloodborne, like Witcher, even Rise of the Tomb Raider, and Metal Gear Solid 5. And with all these games, to have a game like Rocket League that, you know, in 3 years, not many people are probably going to be talking about. Even though it breaks my heart, like I said, I'm okay with Rocket League.
And we've never been about
one.
What's the critically acclaimed, which one's going to be the stamp on the thing. But how much fun we've had with something.
And to be fair,
the game that actually warms my heart. Like,
and to be fair, remember that Rocket League just, you know, ended up entering into the competitive scene as far as gaming goes. Mm-hmm. It just landed there. Yeah. It's like there are so many games that go out of their way to try and be a competitive scene game. Like fucking, the name of the 4-on-1 game that was that game sucked. And they wanted so bad.
Or not.
Not.
They tried so hard to get that into a competitive scene. They set that game up hoping that it would get there. And it's not even close to that stuff going on.
Have you guys seen
like Rocket League? I don't even think they had that in mind. And then that game came out and it was almost immediate. It's like fucking competitive Rocket League. Let's do it.
Have you guys seen any like MLG-esque competitive Rocket League tournament?
Yes. It's ridiculous. It makes me actually not want to play it.
If any of you guys get that good, I'm not playing with you guys anymore.
Seriously, yeah.
It's just as fun. I will say it's just as fun as watching Street Fighter tournaments. It's really fucking fun for me too. It's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I have a question for you guys. And another real quick, Chris, another thing about Rocket League is that it's another, and this is one of my favorite things about this game. You know, you look at Bloodborne, you look at Witcher, you look at Tomb Raider, you look at Metal Gear. You know, when you fail in those games, you truly fail. It's frustrating. You had to start over or maybe resume a checkpoint, depending on how forgiving the checkpoints are. When you're playing with a bunch of friends, you're in Rocket League, you fail, fuck it. You move on and have more fun. And I do love that about that game.
And that game has the most ridiculous fucking load screens that are so really quick. And Jason can definitely fucking, as a smoker, usually in between matches, you haven't have time to go out for one. No. It is so fast.
You're less than 30 seconds. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
So I have something for you guys to go watch when you get the opportunity. Have you ever watched the React channel? Like the kids react. So they have a gaming one that they do. And there's one that they did with Rocket League. And I can't remember if it was, I think it was a teen one. It was like teens react to Rocket League. And like most of them were they were playing online against people. I was like, you poor bastards. And there was one particular moment where one of them like drove up onto the ceiling and she's like, what the fuck's going on? What am I doing up here? And then she just falls, hits the ball and it goes in the fucking goal. It's like the most amazing thing I have ever seen in my life. And that's awesome. Yeah, I mean, you guys got to go check this out. I think it's Teens React. It's Teens React to Rocket League. It's hilarious.
So I wrote a little bit about that, like in my, like, you know, top 10 for work for Giant Bomb. And it's just like that ball plays so well with like novices and fucking, you know, aerial masters.
It's the most basic thing ever.
Yeah. It's so ridiculous, but they nailed that fucking thing. It's like, you know, newcomers can fucking go in, drive up on the wall, fall on the ball and score a goal. And it's the most exciting fucking thing. But yeah, we also mentioned like, you know, watching some of these MLG style videos where, you know, people are just doing these crazy fucking aerials and it's like a really cool spectator sport. So it covers both fucking spectrums, you know, the beginners and fucking masters.
Yesterday or today, how it's coming out for Xbox in February. So they tweeted like a thing of how they put in some Sunset Overdrive shit, but their thing of their little GIF was a dude doing this crazy fucking flying aerial thing into the net. I'm like,
And he's like twisting and turning
turned into like a bat. I'm like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck?
Yeah, there's like, some people out there like that.
I like
for
our
sure,
basic but... ass fucking, let's just try to get the thing in the fucking net thing. That's fun. And every once in a while, someone will go for an aerial and be like, oh, that was so close and cool looking.
Yep.
And I think what surprises me, that's great. I think, when you get that little aerial thing pop up. Yeah. I think one of the things that gets me is that they did such a good job on the physics that they were able to make those modifiers and all of them feel accurate to what they're trying to do. You know,
it doesn't make me like them.
I love them, dude. Let me tell you something.
I like them.
Jason, when I was in San Francisco, Sunday night before I was leaving Monday morning, Sunday night, Jason and I sit down and we start playing Rocket League and we just go, we were going crazy with some of the modifiers, like some of the pinball shit. And like, I was like, this is the best, you know,
let's just turn on this weird shit and just have a different game experience.
We just went through all of the modifiers.
That's fun. Oh, that one time we were like, let's just do a bunch of modifier fucking games. I was like, let's just play regular.
Oh, this is my Rocket League.
I love it. And yesterday, I think it was yesterday. Yeah, yesterday. Like when Slugga, when Omer invited me and asked if I wanted to play Rocket League, we went in and we did the,
what is it, like the snow challenge that they're doing or some
the
shit?
Snow days.
And it was like competitive fucking hockey puck. I mean, it was awesome. It completely changed the game. You know, it's like this minor thing. You just take the ball and you flatten it and all of a sudden it's a puck and everything is different. You know, it's like the most minor changes in that game make it feel almost like, I mean, it's not like completely different game, but you have to play it very different.
Well, there's no jumping almost, and it completely changes
the way.
Yeah,
when you play with the puck, it's hard. It's you can't really jump as much because the game, the puck stays on the ground the majority of the time. So yeah, it makes it a lot different.
I think it's a testament to like how well of a base of a game they made.
It's just super accessible. Yeah, it's almost accessible as shit.
It's very accessible. It's a great engine. It's a great engine that they built.
And
so
they carry some weight.
Everyone understands.
Like, fine tuning that stuff.
Hit ball in net.
Yeah.
and to Psyonix's credit, have you ever seen a game for a single platform be released for 1 month for free for its first month and then make so much money? Have you ever seen that? Ever? I mean, people.
I don't know how much they made, really but I gave them a lot of money because I bought it on
millions.
Both platforms
I bought,
and bought,
I bought
all, of their
DLC. All their DLC, man. Yeah.
I mean, it's a
I
testament.
Had no problem.
It's a testament to how, and that's what I say. As much as it breaks my heart that all these other games that are going to,
I would say,
be
League of Legends
for a long
probably.
Time. That all these games are going to be remembered for a long time, like Metal Gear, like Witcher. That I'm still, at the end of the day, I'm still okay with Rocket League being number one because of the fact that the type of game it is, how fun it is, what it does, and then the amount of sales it does after being free on one platform for an entire month, it says a huge bit about the quality of this game. And then,
well, they
it
had
says
to
a
do
lot
it.
About,
it could have been that good if they charged for it. It wouldn't have done as good.
It also says a lot about the quality of the game when it releases for free and you have this word of mouth that's so strong. People love
that's
it so much that it spreads the dollars around even after being, like I said, essentially free for so long. So it says a lot about the game.
And I would say it doesn't have a great storyline.
Yeah, and that's what's really keeping it out of my number one spot. Yeah. That fucking game.
So do we have a list?
I think so.
Are we done?
Yeah,
do we have
sure.
a list?
Why not?
All right. So, Interactive Distractions Game of the Year 2015, Rocket League.
Evolve.
Evolve. Fucking sucks.
Uncharted,
Game of the Year edition.
Nathan Drake collection.
Uncharted, Lara Croft edition. Number two is Metal Gear Solid 5. Number three is Rise of the Tomb Raider. Number four is Witcher 3. And number five is Bloodborne. And number six is Halo 5. Just so you know.
Oh, yay.
I thought number six
I got my asterisk.
Monster Hunter. What happened?
That was nice. Game of the Year. Game of the Year. 2015.
I'm really hungry for some Hot Pockets right about now.
Oh, man. All right. Are we, I think we're done. We need to save the Indus questions for next week, I think.
Yeah.
Is everybody okay? Like, are we?
Of course.
We're good, right?
This is honestly probably the most easygoing Game of the Year show we've ever done.
I don't agree. I think it got ugly for a second there.
It got ugly. No, not even close.
There were some hurt feelings and they were coming from
Travis's
butt.
There was no fuck you. There was no me.
They were not coming from me. I'm fine.
See?
I am totally good.
I mean,
right. It's just just 5 through 3 was pretty rough.
Yeah, it
was
pretty rough. Your number 10
was
kind of a reach.
Let's.
I watched a movie. Top 10.
He's still going on about that.
I think that's hilarious. Yeah.
Hey, to be fair, Jeff, he easily could have put Game of Thrones there.
That is true.
Easily, I had three games that I could.
Or
easily
Tales
put
of the Borderlands.
10.
Well, he had Tales of the Borderlands on his list already. So.
Oh, wait. He could have put Game of Thrones. Did he play? He played Game of Thrones.
I finished Game of Thrones before you did. I just think Until Dawn is important because people, you know, developers like, you know.
No, it's an important
heavy
game
rain
that you played in
like
2015.
That. People who do like Heavy Rain and shit like that need to fucking reach for a new level because other people are doing it better. And I don't need to play that kind of game to understand that.
No,
it's a fair and valid point.
I am like 80% with Travis for real.
Yeah,
like,
I'm
that game and
mostly with Travis too.
You can
so
put
for
a
this
game on
game.
Your game of the year list that you've never played. Seriously,
I experience that game almost
oh
as much
God.
As the people who play that game.
Okay.
I'm 60% with Travis. At least I played a little bit of Until Dawn.
He didn't make a decision. He didn't all right, put left
we're gonna,
or right
we're gonna
on
move
the
on.
Joystick.
We're going to move on.
70%
All right, guys, next week, do we want to do prediction revisit or do we want to do most anticipated?
Predictions.
I want to do predictions. I want to do prediction revisit. Let's do it. All right, so next week we are doing our prediction revisit. So if you have any comments about your predictions from 2015, what came true, what didn't come true, let us know. Send us an email. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com. Send us a voicemail. That number is 706. Had a few of those today. 706-760-4337. Check us out. Check us out on Facebook. We are Interactive Distractions. We have a page now, so we have a group and a page. Try to focus on the page. We are also on Stitcher, Steam, Twitch, and Google Plus. Search for Interactive Distractions,
YouTube.
And you'll find it. And YouTube.
YouTube. Thank you, Jason.
You are correct. Twitter, check us out. We are Indus Podcast or Indus Questions. And individually, we are Indus Chris, Indus Travis, Unistrike, and Indus Geoff.
That's G-E-O-F-F.
And I think that's everything. Did I get everything?
I think so.
Did I finish the housekeeping?
If you're in the Facebook group, transition to the Facebook page.
We're doing a lot more with the page right now.
On behalf of everyone, I want to thank every single body who has joined into the discussions on the Facebook page. You guys have been amazing. It's actually been the last 2 weeks has been so fun just sitting there posting news topics and talking to you guys. Let's do more of that. I've literally had a blast. I have hated Facebook for so long, but I've never had more fun on Facebook than the last 2 weeks. And it's because of the interaction we're getting with you guys. So, I mean, like I said, from all of us, thank you. It's been a blast. For sure.
I agree. Cool. Well, thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes or Stitcher, leave us a review. We would appreciate that. So until next time, my name is Chris.
I'm Travis. Did Jeff go and pee on like the end of the show? Did he like
no.
Jeff, it's your turn. I go last every time. Jason, you're making me laugh. I'm not a regular anymore. I just want you to go. Okay.
And I'm Jeff.
And I'm Jason.
Good job, guys.
Thanks.
Nailed
play
it.
Your games, please forgive us, and we'll talk to you next week.
Game of the year.